High school football is live and on the air.
Are you ready?
It's time for Football Frenzy on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Tonight's game features.
Are you ready? Skullcraft versus Hanover.
This evening's contest is brought to you in part by
AeroQuip Credit Union, King's Equipment, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Steel Coating, Cali Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, The Neighbors, Industrial Steel Treaty, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, and Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Now, let's go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with
Captain Steve Boyle and the Professor Brian Hayes.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, live from Hanover Horton High School on top of the press box. Out here in the elements, a little bit of wind, but I'll tell you what, we were pleased to see that forecast calling for about 60 degrees plus today because we knew we were going to be outdoors and we knew we were going to be watching some good high school football, and it's nice to be comfortable while we do it. And thanks again to Tom Knutson for handing it off in such a great way. And I know it's a big day for the hunters out there, and I'm sure there's not one or two students on this Hanover Horton football team that are a little bummed that they couldn't be out in the woods this morning. They need to be ready for this high school football tilt. But I'm pleased, Brian, excited to be here to see the greatest Hanover Horton football team of all time.
Yeah, and Steve, real quick, back to Tom Knutson, great guy. I hope he has a great day, too. But, yeah, I'm so pleased about the elements, too. I already had my excuses. I didn't know if I could use COVID or something. It was going to be 20 degrees up on top of this press box. You were going to be working alone, but I'm happy to be here with you, Steve.
Additional sponsors include Lomar Machine and Tool, Collins Design Build, Cochran Electric, Hanover Horton Schools, and Deer Run Golf Course with our player of the game tonight. So we'll be, that's it. I was thinking today, I said, when will be the first time I say tonight? It's afternoon. It's not tonight yet, but I knew I was going to say it. So there it is. I got it out of the way early. But what we're looking forward to, hopefully, is an outstanding matchup. Hanover Horton coming in 9-2, and here in the regional, this is the deepest playoff run for Hanover Horton Combat Football of all time. This is an historic team for the school.
Yeah, everybody around Jackson be like, Hanover, that's basketball school.
Right.
Not today, it isn't. We got a great Hanover team, and just one of the grittiest teams I've been told that Hanover history has seen here. So
yeah, you mentioned Hanover basketball. I saw Coach Mortimer, former coach of that great basketball program, in attendance tonight. The whole community is out here. I hope they shut the lights off before they left Horton, just a few blocks away, because everybody's here today. They've won 8 straight, and this is a team that coming into the season, Brian, I think we knew, at least people within the conference, said Hanover Horton's going to be a problem. They're going to have to be one of those top teams, and they've proven that to be true. They went 9-2 overall, 5-0 in their half of the Cascades Conference, and then beat Michigan Center in that crossover final. So on a run here, playing great. Got a 20-12 win over Bronson to get here. And as I mentioned, avenge that loss to Michigan Center in the conference championship. This is going to be a tough... There's our first taste of that air horn that we'll get to be close proximity to all night tonight, all day today. But yeah, greatest football season in Hanover Horton history, and it's been a few names, but one that stood out above them all has been Hochter.
Yeah, Austin Hochter. You say Hanover's the problem? The Hochter family is a problem for anybody that's a Cascades football fan, not of Hanover Horton, because, you know, Austin's brother, Trent Hochter, right? Trent?
Yeah.
I mean, he was a problem for many years. Austin, just a sophomore, so even though he is a stud right now, I can't imagine being a Cascades coach from someplace else and knowing that you have to deal with him for 2 more years.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Schoolcraft's going to be a problem. Speaking of problems, 9-2, they come in 5-0 in their league. Beat Lawton 26-0 to get here tonight. Never played Hanover Horton before. I couldn't find a matchup in history between these two teams. 2 losses for Schoolcraft are Hudsonville, Tri-Unity Christian in D4, and then Kalamazoo Hackett Catholic Prep in D5. Both of those teams were active still in the postseason. So They're the tough opponents that they lost to. They're no pushovers. I love the look of the matchup. I'm feeling like this is going to be a slobber knocker today. This is one that could go back and forth quite a bit, and that's what I'm rooting for. It's small-town high school football, man. We've got leaves out on the field that have blown over there. Natural grass. Just a great feeling to be here today.
Yeah, you can even smell the hamburgers cooking over on the grill.
That was the first thing I smelled when I got here. That grill was fired up and those burgers were cooking. I heard there could be a delivery up here. We'll be waiting with bated breath to have a Hanover dog, or burger, excuse me. Let's go ahead and take a quick three-minute break here on the pregame. When we come back, we'll get the kickoff ready. It's the Hanover Horton Comets and the Schoolcraft Eagles on K105.3.
AirTech Machining and Manufacturing is hiring skilled CNC machinists to join their team. A respected, family-owned and operated business in Jackson for over 40 years, they are a certified manufacturer of high-precision machining solutions for the demanding aerospace industry. They have first and second shift openings and other roles available. Pay based on experience. To apply, visit AERTECHMFG.com or find links to their Indeed page on Facebook or Instagram. Apply today.
Are you running out of hot water too soon? Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. If you notice that you're not getting enough hot water in the mornings, it might be time for repair or replacement for your current hot water heater. At Grimes, we specialize in hot water heater services and installations. Don't settle for lukewarm showers. Our expert team will ensure you have reliable hot water when you need it. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com to schedule your appointment.
Maybe the golf season is coming to an end, but not the great food at Deer Run. Their restaurant is open all winter long for lunch and dinner, plus an awesome Sunday morning breakfast. Deer Run, serving food worth driving to. And don't forget their Friday night all-you-can-eat fish. Looking for employment? Apply within at Deer Run Restaurant, 3200 Hanover Road in Horton.
This is Denise Bergstrom, Superintendent of Hanover Horton Schools, where we empower all students to succeed. Our exemplary staff and supportive community are committed to fostering a safe and caring environment for every student. At Hanover Horton, we believe that together, students, parents, and teachers create successful schools. From young fives through high school, it is our privilege and purpose to help students reach their academic potential while enjoying their passions in sports, music, and the arts. Come build a brighter future with us, one student at a time, at Hanover Horton Schools.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Hi, this is Dr. B from Summit Orthodontics. There's been several times I've seen people in the office and they'll say to me, oh, I wish I would have known open enrollment was a few months ago and we could have had orthodontic insurance. Now would be the time for me to take a look and get a plan together. This is the time to add orthodontic insurance to your plan. If we don't think they're going to need orthodontic treatment next year, you can make sure you're not paying for insurance that you don't need. Plan ahead with me, Dr. B, at Summit Orthodontics. Check us out at summitorthobraces.com.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the professor here today. And getting ready for kickoff. Comets will kick off to Schoolcraft here to get things started. Our first quarter brought to you by Lomar Machine and Tool. Thanks to Minuteman Sewer and Gabe for the pregame. Bounces off a would-be returner's hands. Picked up at the 7 by Schoolcraft, running from all the way from the left half to the right side. Still on his feet, but not going to make it to the 20. Yes, the push, second effort push, gets him, and he broke free at the end, but after the whistle. So we'll look for the actual spot, and it looks like it is going to be right at the 20-yard line. So Schoolcraft will take the football, and we'll get to see this offense that, Brian, you said is going to be varied and interesting.
Yeah, I actually got a close look at the play-calling sheet from one of the assistants, and man, it was chock full of run plays, pass plays, had to have been 20 different formations. So I don't think, you know, usually we come into a game and say, oh, this is a T team, you know.
Yeah.
We have some kind of identity. This team is just going to mix it up.
We'll come out with a shotgun. Two running backs next to the QB. Three receivers. They hand off on first down, off tackle to the right side. Get some contact, and again, tough to tackle. Gets about 6 yards on first down.
Eagles ball carrier
and
number 22.
On the carry, TJ Lutton,
brought down by the
senior running back for Schoolcraft, and they're
14 AJ
good
Fielder,
for 6 yards on first down from the right hash at their own 26.
Second and four from the 26-yard line.
And the fans listening are going to get a little PA.
Yeah.
a bonus. That microphone right in our ears.
Now at three wide against a shotgun with a single back. They fake it again. QB keep, and he's brought down for a big loss. That was a read option there. Made the wrong choice. Jack DeBrise holds on to it, and he's going to go back to make it third down and 11 now for Schoolcraft.
Yeah, you said that's a read option. It was Reed Matthews with the tackle. That was a read option.
Misread option.
Yeah.
Reed Matthews saw the whole way and was there in the quarterback's face to bring him down.
And I got a feeling that won't be the last time you say Reed Matthews' name, the senior captain. Anchoring that defensive line.
Yeah, like the size we're seeing there on the Hanover Horton D line. We get another shotgun here, this time with two backs. Third down and 11, Schoolcraft, and back to throw. Chased out of the pocket on his feet, so he's going to pull down to run. And he's got a shot at the sticks. No! Well tackled. Does get it past the 25 to maybe the 27. Will bring up fourth and about three here. And again, chased out of the pocket there. QB Jack DeVries. And really just nothing to do. Good coverage. Had plenty of good protection. But, well, he had to escape that pocket, but then he had a lot of room to decide to run or pass and maybe waited too long before he decided to run.
And he's brought down by the other captain, Adam Lay, the senior.
And the punt unit out for Schoolcraft. And it's legit. They'll punt it away. That's a good punt. Going to nearly get over the does get over the return guy's head. And look at that bounce. Taking a Schoolcraft bounce down to about the 15-yard line and out of bounds. So good field position for the punt squad giving to the defense here. As the Hanover Horton offense will come out for the first time.
Yeah, we talk all the time about high school punting and how just that doesn't sometimes do a whole lot. That was definitely a field flipper right there.
From the 15-yard line.
Nice punt for Schoolcraft. Hanover Horton Comet offense coming out. And quarterback Devin Bevere running from the sideline with the play call. Huddled up. Football
Steve,
on the 15.
Have you been practicing saying Austin Hocker much? Because You're gonna get a heavy dose of that soon,
steady
I think.
Steady diet. Scoreless here, 9:38 to play in the first, and a pitch out to Hocker. Looking for a lane. Gets through the line out to the 19-yard line. 4 yards on first down for the Comets.
Austin Hocker, brought down by the Eagles' number 44, Evan Feller.
Brian, I mentioned the size on the Hanover Horton D-line. Look at these big kids out here for Schoolcraft.
Schoolcraft, man, they're a year in, year out powerhouse, and they just reload.
Some kind of a special super soldier serum program out there or something, because those are big kids. And now on the snap, I don't know if it was mishandled or was that a direct snap to Hocker, but nowhere to go there. Maybe Schoolcraft saw that one on film. Make it third down at about seven here. Actually lost a yard for Hanover Horton's first possession.
Number 9, Austin Hocker.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know if he lost his footing or if that was a bobbled snap. It's hard to tell from up here, but that play just didn't look good.
By the Eagles front.
And you and I have been watching Lubin Christie, by the way, beating Ida last night 21-7 to move on to the semifinals. Hanover Horton trying to do that tonight. But we haven't seen a natural grass field for quite a while. Actually, maybe all year. Oh, no, Adrian.
Yep.
Bevere under center. And they give it to Hocker on a sweep. He's got room at the edge. He's going to get to the stick. And then some. Turns it upfield to the 38-yard line and pulled out of bounds there. Austin Hocker with a nice run play there. Just set him up. He comes across, takes that sweep to the left side, and well blocked, and he just outran everybody.
Steve, how many 6'2", 200-pound sophomore running backs do you see that have those kind of moves?
Yeah, just good speed in that foot race, and Gets him out to the 38-yard line. First and 10, our first down of the game. First quarter brought to you by Lomar Machine and Tool. Of course, they always get on with us to support Hanover Horton Sports. Appreciate them. Levere under center here. Takes the snap. Play action rolling out. Looking downfield, nobody open. He's going to tuck it and run, and he's going to lose a yard maybe. Ah, back to the line of scrimmage there. Second down and 10.
Ball carrier, number
well, I tell you what, A.J. Fielder kind of slipped behind the defense.
And, by the Eagles, number 56, Liam Haynes.
If Bevere could have seen that.
Yeah. I think when by the time he kind of opened up, Bevere had kind of decided he needed to get back to that line of scrimmage. Second and 10 from the 38 on their own side of the 50, but a little movement here early for Hanover Horton offense. Scoreless in the regional championship, and there's a handoff on second down. It's going to get past the 40 to the 41, and it's Colin Griffiths on the carry.
Brought down by the
third down, and we're going to call it 7 yards here, Brian. 7:22 to play first quarter, running down on a Saturday afternoon regional championship. The other game in this this bracket, Clinton and Millington going on right now, actually, and both of those teams at 9-2. So hit 4 9-2 teams battling for the right to play one another next round. Bevere again right under center. Offset, they go that sweep play again. This time a different ball carrier, and it works the same. Gets to the edge, gets to the corner, and out of bounds in Schoolcraft Eagle territory at the 49. And that was J.J. Russ on the carry. First and 10, Hanover Horton.
Steve, we do basketball games, and we always like J.J. Russ's toughness on the hardwood. That's a good tough run right there, too.
Yeah, 50-yard line. They'll put the nose right there. I thought he got an extra yard, but we're all the way across the field. And they'll be glad to just move the chains, keep this drive alive. 6:55 to play in the first, and Hanover Horton now with another first down. And, again, knocking on the door to Eagle territory here as they get back to the line of scrimmage, ready to snap. Bevere under center. Takes a snap, hands off, coming back across, and Hochter trying to pick a spot, bounces back, stays on his feet, getting to the edge, pulled from behind, going to get the first down, and a little extra to the 36, Hochter. First and 10 again for the Comets. And that was again a nice run, and great patient run there by Hochter, not really waiting on a blocker, just trying to pick which defender he was going to beat, and he popped in, jump cut back, and then just beat him to the edge. And that's where Hanover Horton so far has had success, is going to those edges.
This is going to date me a little bit, but just watching Hochter early, he kind of reminds me of a little taller version of Benny Rowe for Michigan Center, the way he runs the ball, and just looking to dish out some punishment.
In motion, they pitch it again. It looks like Russ going to get the carry. Now turns it back into the middle of the field. Back the other way. It's a foot race to the end zone. Russ has it. Touchdown, Comets. J.J. Russ, the pitch going to the left side. And as a good runner does, he found his time to cut and explode. And as he got into the line, he saw space to daylight to the right side. Turned it all the way back across the field. And in that foot race, he won it by 10 yards. Touchdown, J.J. Russ, and the Hanover Horton 6-0 Comets.
Yeah, by talking to some Hanover guys that are close to the program, they said they're going to have a good ball control day. And, hey, they'll take that 32-yard run, though.
Yeah, touchdown for the Comets, and a two-point try coming up now. Touchdowns today brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. They snap it, give it to Hochter. No, excuse me. That was Griffith. He's in. Two-point conversion, 8-0 Comets in the early going. Hanover Horton on their first possession marches down and scores. 30-second commercial break, and we'll kick it off on K105.3.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
After the touchdown and an 8-0 lead, Comets will kick off again. Eagles back to deep to return, and a squib Bounces over to that guy who missed that first one. Now he gets a chance from the 15, looking for some space. And picking through all the way out to the 31 before he stopped. That's Saxton Abfall.
Number 26, Saxton Abfall.
Like the press guy was reading that name to make sure he got it right. Saxton Abfall. So I'll call it an unconventional moniker, but nice return there for Abfall. 30-yard line is the spot for the Eagles to start their second possession. Three and out last time. And again, we were expecting varying formations, but they've kind of gone to this shotgun with the two backs. They'll take the snap here. And it's up high over his head. He picks it up, looking downfield. Going to uncork a throw, and it's caught. Broken play turns into about 3 yards. Able to pick up that fumble and fire one into Braden Boyes. Second down and 7 for the Eagles.
Boy, they were very fortunate there for Schoolcraft because that snap well over the quarterback's head and that bounced right back to him perfectly.
In stride, yeah.
Brings up second and 6 from the 34.
Just caught Boyes coming across on a crossing route, out route, and able to make the catch. Tackled immediately, but second and 7. Looks a lot better than second and about 15. And keeper there, one of those read options, and the choice was correct this time for Jack DeVries. He's going to carry it past the 40 for a first down for the Eagles at the 42.
Yeah, in basketball, we talk about this all the time. We love coaches' kids, and here's a case where Jack DeVries is the son of head coach Dan DeVries.
Are we saying DeVries or DeVries?
I'm pretty sure this one's DeVries.
We'll stick with it then.
Yeah.
Shotgun here for DeVries. He's got two receivers to the short side of the field on his right. Hands off and goes that way. Well blocked and 5 yards before he's hit, but then brought down T.J. Lawton. And we'll call it second and 5 from the
Eagles ball carrier,
47.
Number 42, T.J. Lawton.
First down
brought
marker
down by the Comets,
at the 48 in Comets territory. And now this drive
brings up second and 5
definitely has some more rhythm, better rhythm than they did on their first possession. And they stay on that right hash. And line up, strong side right. Shotgun with two backs, two receivers. Takes the snap a little low, hands it off, and he's on the run right at midfield and then able to tumble forward. And it looks like he might have gotten first down distance. Cooper Howard on the carry.
Brought down by the Comets, number 58, Connor Wilby.
And they'll mark it right at the 48. And they'll call the first down. And, yep. Brian, that snap just a little low, but again, DeVries is able to grab that and get it right into the gut of Howard, and he's able to run, get a couple yards after contact.
Yeah, that's something we're going to keep our eye on, is a couple bad snaps so far early in the game.
I formation here, and they hand it to the fullback.
Oh, ball was loose, Steve.
Ball was loose, and Hanover Horton comes up with it. Comets create the turnover. That's the signal. And again, I thought they needed maybe another step for that fullback before the handoff. That's a really quick exchange. And unable to make it clean, Comets pick it up 45-yard line on their side of the field. And first and 10 for Hanover Horton, leading it 8-0. And we're under 4 minutes to play in our first quarter for Lomar Machine and Tool.
When we talk about sophomore Austin Hocker, how about sophomore Brady Pond contributing there with that fumble recovery? And that wasn't just one that just popped into his hands either. He hopped on that quickly, and nice play.
Great reaction, and you mentioned just the gutsy play. The playing hard on every play here, the Comets. First and 10, Bevere under center. And he gives it to Hocker, going to the right side, looking to get to that edge again. They're going to stretch it out a little bit, but he always seems to find a couple yards when they run it to the outside. He's going to take that to the 49. That spot's at the 48. Give him two, let's say 3 yards, second and 7 for the Comets. And again, Hocker taking that play out there and trying to, you know, make Schoolcraft stretch that out, because if he's going to that wide side of the field, he's faster than them. He's proven that a couple times already.
Yeah, and he looks like he's ready to stiff arm you too, and it looks like those Schoolcraft defenders aren't really flying up to hit him either. They're being careful.
A couple wings to the left for Bevere. He hands off to the back, and Schoolcraft on that one, and that was that size advantage on the inside. They give it off to Ledger Inman, his first run of the game. So we'll take a couple yards away. Third down and 9 now for Hanover Horton. as we get down to inside of 3 minutes to go first quarter.
And you might get some fans saying, hey, why not just give it to Hocker? We can't give it to the kid every play.
Right.
Somebody else is going to have to do something, both for predictability and just wearing him down.
Sure. You want to have him still able to take those big carries late in this game. And by the way, Russ did make a 32-yard touchdown run, so you like having all of those weapons back there. Bevere, couple fakes. Hocker coming across on a sweep. Turns it upfield. Might have fought through a face mask there. I think that is what that flag's going to be. Hocker gets it into Eagle territory at about the 49 when he stopped, and that'll be short of the line to gain, but it looked like maybe a face mask. No, that, yeah, that is the call.
Brought down by the Eagles number 54, Jacob Taylor, but there is a flag on the field.
And that's the nice thing about Hochter's ability is, man, when you're a defender, you're grabbing anything you can just to try to get him down, and that time up around the head, and
yep,
he did get the face mask.
It's a personal foul. Face mask, 15 yards here at the end of the play for Hanover Hortner from the spot of the foul, which was at the 49, so again, that's like one of the few times I've been able to spot something like that, but you could see Hocker get grabbed on the face mask and then kind of rip away from it. So that'll be a first down for Hanover Horton and keeps the drive alive.
And man, Steve, you know, talking to people and knowing what we know, we knew Hanover came into this game on paper kind of an underdog, but how about let's finish this drive and see what happens with at least a 14-0 lead.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned Schoolcraft. We know that name because perennially they're in these positions playing in regional finals and semifinal games. And Hanover Horton, this is the first time they've been in a regional match, but they're coming out. They don't look, you know, shrinking in the moment at all.
Oh,
and there we get a pass, and that's going to be pass interference. So you had Bevere, little play action rollout, and he had Griffiths down the field. And that defender, good coverage, but he hit him too soon. And that's going to be another pass interference. So a couple penalties helping the Comets down the field. And a couple of legitimate penalty calls. I mean, we saw that play. I don't know what it is about here with the sunlight or what, Brian, but I'm seeing the field so clearly, and that was an obvious pass interference.
Yeah, that, you know, sometimes they're so bang, bang, we don't know. We kind of need a little instant replay to get a real feel. That one was clear pass interference.
And it just, the defender looking, maybe lost his footing or something and just reached out
and
touched him. And
for another Comets first down.
We get a first down for the Comets and down to the 19-yard line in the red zone again for Hanover Horton. Leading 8-0. We're at 2:07 to go first quarter. And things looking good for Hanover Horton. Looking for that matchup against the winner between a game going on with Clinton and Millington today. And a handoff to Hocker, getting to the left edge, and he leans a shoulder and goes out of bounds. And they'll just give him about a yard on the play, 18-yard line, 2nd and 9 for Hanover Horton.
We see this all the time with good high school running backs, and for that matter at every level, but especially in high school, you get running backs that just are able to turn 1 yard gain into 4 yard gains, or that right there looked like maybe no yards, and Hocker turns it into a couple at least.
See if the Comets can capitalize here again in the red zone. Turnover at midfield for the Eagles. A fumble recovered by Hanover Horton. And now they want to put some more points up and give themselves a two-score lead. 14-0 sounds real good. Maybe 16-0. We'll see. First, they got to make the score happen. And they hand it off in the middle of the field. And a nice gain on second down. And they pick him up and throw him down to the 10. That's going to be close to the line to gain on that carry for Ledger Inman. They get him just shy of the 10 at the 11. And that'll make it about third down and 2.
Boy, I feel like Adam Lay ought to get accredited for like 2 yard carry because he carried Inman for 2 yards. Yeah, you sometimes see the old tush push and stuff. That was just a flat out, he picked him up and carried him.
Yeah.
You don't see that one very often.
Shout out Brody Burt, Killian Moore, a couple of those big offensive linemen down there as they march down the field. Those guys are doing big things. That right tackle, number 58, Connor Wilby. And another handoff into the middle of the field, and that's going to not make it. Ledger Inman, again, the ball carrier.
Number 24.
They did signal first down.
Ledger Inman.
I feel like there's a little bit of disagreement between the right side and the left side of the field here, but
at number 28,
they do get a first down on that short yardage, and that's first and goal from the 9 for Hanover Horton.
And I think who was Evan Feller for Schoolcraft wasn't agreeing. And that's the linebacker that came and laid that big hit on Inman.
That's kind of a forward progress spot because where he went down was, I think, back of the 10. But first and 10 Comets. Those again, the officials doing a good job out there, seeing the field pretty well. And there's some movement. So the Comets with their first mistake, and it was the left tackle, Reed Matthews, about a step too soon, false start, and so it'll be first and goal from the 14 now for Hinnerberg Horton.
Second goal from the 14-yard line.
Yeah, that tells me that play was going out left toward Matthews because he looked like he was ready to kind of crack back on that block.
14-yard line.
Got an early start.
Just leaned a little and enough to make it move, and officials see that one quickly. If I see it, I know the official saw it. And now you're getting down to these regional championships, so these are those experienced veteran officiating crews. Bevere under center now for the Hanover Horton. Takes a snap right side, Hochter. Goes off tackle. No, that's not Hochter. Excuse me, that was Griffiths, and he's going to take it inside the 10. Gets about 7 on that carry to the 8-yard line.
Brought down by the Eagles,
second and goal from there.
Yeah, Hawker's getting a lot of help from his buddies back there.
End of the first quarter, 8-0 Comets. We'll flip the side. They'll go up the end zone from the other end of the field. We're moving right to left on your radio dial. We'll take a 60-second break and make that happen next on K105.3.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Since 1992, Collins Design Build has been your trusted partner in commercial and industrial construction. Whether it's space, functionality, or a unique design, we deliver exactly what your business needs. From pre-engineered metal buildings to general contracting and carpentry, we handle it all from start to finish. We work directly with you to bring your vision to life with quality and precision. Call Collins Design Build today at 517-529-0089 and let us help you build your next project. Collins Design Build, your vision, our expertise.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the professor at Hanover Horton High School. It's been a minute since we've done a game up here, top of the press box, but again, it's such a fun community. They always come out and support. You see familiar faces when we come out here. You're the mayor of the Cascades Conference anyway, whenever we go out. And yeah, just ready for this big second down and 8. Play 8 yards to goal line, goal to go to score here. First quarter was brought to you by Lomar Machine and Tool. Our second quarter brought to you by Collins Design Build. And, of course, stay tuned after the game for the player of the game, Deer Run Golf Course. I might have to head over there. I wish I do have my clubs. I could kind of go there afterwards. See if we get finished early enough to have daylight. Rolling out Bevere, QB bootleg, and going to the short side of the field. Just ran out of real estate there. So no gain. It'll be third down and goal from the 8-yard line.
Yeah, that's Evan Feller with another big hit. That linebacker there in the middle of the field. He's going sideline to sideline for Schoolcraft.
Brings up third and goal from the 8-yard line.
11:30 to play. Second quarter coming up at the half. Brought to you by Cochran Electric. We'll run down in the results of the first half. And, of course, well, listen to the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment. Give us a chance to take a little breather. But third down and goal here from the 8 for Hanover Horton. Leading 8-0 in the second quarter. Bevere takes. Gets Hocker coming around on a sweep. Cut, fakes the cut. Stays on his feet. Look at the one-hander battling late in the play. And he'll get it inside the 5, so it'll be 4th and goal from the 4-yard line. It looked like Hochter was going to go down at about the 7, and he held himself up, managed to get that extra yardage. And so they'll still have a chance, 4th and 4. I don't think this is a field. They don't kick extra points. I don't think they're trying field goals either. So a 4th down play here. Where do they got to get 4 yards? Let's see it.
And that was Hochter that literally took 6 Eagles to bring him down. There were 6 bodies on him, and he was still churning the legs.
Hey, additional game sponsor today, AirTech Machining. of the local businesses in Hanover Horton supporting this Comets historic football playoff run. Fourth and goal from the four. Comets get lined up, snapped, and we'll get a flag coming in.
Flag on the play.
And it's going to be a delay of game.
Comets delay a game.
Took a little too long in that play call in, so you lose 5 yards, and that makes this a lot tougher play for goal to go from the nine on fourth down.
Yeah, this is where you don't, if you do not have a capable kicker, and, you know, fourth and four, you can go give that to Hochter and hope something. Fourth and nine, we'll see what they have in the passing playbook, probably.
Here we go, 9 yard line, fourth and goal. Hochter behind Bevere in the backfield. They pitch it to him going to the right side. Kicks through one guy into the air, and they're going to get to gang tackle him. It takes four of them to bring him down. They get him for no gain, and that'll get a turnover on downs.
Down by the Eagles, number 7, Cooper Howard, and number 55, Brody Eppel.
Now, had it been fourth and one, you just give it to Don Bergstrom, because Daddy's going to score if he gets it. What a Hanover super fans.
Well, and on that possession, it was so interesting how much penalties factored in. Big pass interference and a face mask penalty got Hanover Horton down the field. Schoolcraft may be saved by false start and a delay of game penalty there. Chance for Hanover Horton to score from the four. Instead, first and 10 from the 10 for Schoolcraft. And Comets making some contact in the backfield. Stand on his feet, breaks through that, now off on the run. And knocked out! It's loose! And we'll get the recovery by Schoolcraft. Was that Hochter on the tackle?
That was Hochter.
Punched the football out. It was loose for a moment. Schoolcraft recovers. And we get a flag. We had a flag on the play, but it's going to be a timeout for the Comets. Hochter chasing that play. And that was some athleticism, Brian, to not only chase him down from behind on the carry, by the way, for Schoolcraft on that play was T.J. Lutton. But he came through with a big, big fist to knock that right out and did it as if it, you know, on target precisely. They just couldn't get the recovery because Schoolcraft effort, two big linemen chasing that play and were able to get that loose football.
Yeah, that was a play by Hochter that even ex-Bear Peanut Tillman would say, boy, that was a good punch out.
We got a timeout on the field here for the Comets. We'll keep it here. I'm going to mention a couple more of our sponsors today. Trips Collision Centers, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We've only had one touchdown for those guys today, but they've been on all year with touchdown sponsorship. Golden Carousel, the Neighbors. Sunday night football with the Lions this week. The Neighbors might be the spot to go watch that one. And we watched Monday night football game there. Had a blast. So I recommend that spot whenever I get a chance. And how about Kelly Express Mart? That's my favorite spot to go get gas. I get those points every time I'm at the pump.
Yeah.
Eventually, I think I had a $15 off tank of gas just a couple weeks ago.
All right. Plus, it just makes you feel good knowing you're getting something.
Yeah. Earn points on everything you buy with your Kelly Express rewards. All right, here we go. Schoolcraft out of a shotgun. Three receivers split left. Back to pass. And into the slot, gets a slant route. It's caught, tackled, but tackled forward, and he's going to get first down distance to the 49. Still on the Schoolcraft side of the field, but completed that pass to Landon DeVries. And that was DeVries to DeVries, right?
That was an Eagles first down.
Yep.
Jack to Landon.
First and 10 from the 49-yard line.
Are they cousins?
Cousin to cousin, yep.
Say they had to be twins otherwise because they're both junior class. DeVries in the shotgun again with two backs. Got two receivers right, one to the left. They hand off this time. And the carry is going to get past the 50 into Comet territory at the 48-yard line before he stopped again. T.J. Lawton taking the handoff. Second down and eight for
the
Eagles.
Yeah, coming in, we kind of had a thunder-lightning situation of T.J. Lawton and Drew Enright. As what we were told, but right now it's been all lightning.
8-0 Comets here, 9 minutes to play in the first half, and it's second and eight from the 49 for the Schoolcraft Eagles. I formation, two receivers to the right for DeVries. Takes the snap, hands off to the deep back, and he's hit immediately. He's going to get no gain there, and Lutton brought down Eagles bring up third down and 8.
TJ Lutton, brought down by a galaxy of comments.
The other thing I've noticed is here we thought Schoolcraft was going to have a variety of different, you know, mix it up between pass and run and different formations. We've seen some different formations, but it's been really on the ground for Schoolcraft.
Yeah, and I think the more creative play calling has looked like Hanover Horton, actually, up to this point. Shotgun here, big set, but out of the shotgun, third down and 8. Chance to get off the field for the Comets. It's a pitch out. His hit immediately brought down. Big play, Griffith.
Number 22, TJ Lutton.
Brought down for a loss.
Six-yard
loss. Griffith takes him back for a fourth and 14 from the 46.
Yeah, Griffith might as well have been there to take that pitch.
I still don't, and I don't like that play call to that short side of the field there. But, I mean, you could have gone anywhere with that play. Griffiths came back and hit. And TJ Lutton has been a load to bring down. We've seen that all day. And it looks like we are going to get a punt here. DeVries back. That's dangerous if the quarterback is also the punter. They could fake it with this punt formation. And they, no trickery here. They get the punt away. And this one's going to be caught and fielded at the 21. And blocked and gets a chance to the right side. And he'll chase out of bounds at the 33.
Five,
so Griffiths, after making the stop, returning the punt.
By the Eagles, 56,
and with 7:17 to play in the first half, it's 8-0 Comets. And we keep things going here in our second quarter, brought to you by Collins Design Build.
We talk about best case scenario, 7 minutes to go in the half. How about a little just long drive from Hanover and head on into the locker room up 14 or 16 to nothing?
Yeah.
That'd be best case?
Yeah. And hope, I mean, if your 7 minute drive here can, even worst case, 8-0, you know?
Yeah,
if that's it for the next 7 minutes. It's a tall task. The Schoolcraft defense started to look a little better on that last possession. Comets under center here. Bevere takes a snap, gives it immediately, and there's Schoolcraft right there to stop it for a loss. He did get it back to the 31-yard line, so it'll be second and 11, but Inman tackled for a short loss.
Number 70, J.D. Perrin.
Yeah, Ledger not having any. He got the ball, and
second and 11.
There were Schoolcraft defenders right there with him.
Yeah, the blocker is unable to account for all the defenders in that ledger. Inman carry. That
bad.
Was rough. I went for it. It was bad.
No, I didn't mind it.
Oh, okay. I didn't love it. I'm not proud of it. Snaps. Gives to Inman this time, and he's going to get about 2 on the carry. It'll bring up third down and 9 for the Comets from the 33. Inman again on the carry, that inside carry.
Brought down by the Eagles, number 76.
Keeping the clock running for the Comets. We're down to 6:20. We'll see what Coach David Messer sends in for the play here on third and long.
And Hanover not necessarily comfortable putting the ball in the air as much as they'd like to run the ball. Might be forced to here, though.
Bevere works right out under center again. And hands off to the back, going to the left side. Gets away from the defense a few times, but only able to grab 2 yards. Ran a long way to get 2 yards, and that was J.J. Russ on the carry. And that'll bring up fourth down and 7 for the Comets in a punting situation. We get the clock down to 5:40.
Well, we talked about best case. I don't know. I won't call that worst case. They didn't turn the ball over, but that was a quick 3-0.
Yeah, you'd like to have a couple first downs. Snaps there, and big booming kick by Hochter, backpedaling the field at the 22. Schoolcraft hit at the 30, and he'll be brought down just a short game.
Number 72,
and,
TJ Lutton.
That was Lutton on the carry.
Brought down by the Comets, yeah. Number 3.
Tackle J. there by J.J. Russ, the punt coverage.
Boy, a lot of those names we keep saying over and over. J.J. Russ, Hochter. And, Griffiths.
Oh, Griffiths, yeah. Well, and that's the beautiful thing about small high school football. You know, you just get a bunch of guys that are having to play both ways. You see that all the time at this level.
And no breaks. Great conditioning for the Hanover Horton Comets. Leading 8-0, but 5:18 to go. It's Schoolcraft ball on their own 30. Hand off to Lutton. kicking through the defense. Going to get down near the 35. They should spot that about the 34. That does look like where he's standing. Should be about right. Just short of that 35-yard line to bring up second and six.
Steve, but both these teams kind of keeping it on the ground mostly. This half is kind of flying by right now as we're under 5 minutes to go.
Yeah, 24 minutes of gameplay and 35 minutes or so. And again, just shy of the 35-yard line, second down at about six for the Eagles of Schoolcraft. Shotgun with the back, one back, three receivers to the left, and back to throw. Has time. Now gets one away in the middle of the field, overthrown big time. Intended receiver on the play was Drew Enright. Double coverage out there on him too, so good job by the Comets to chase that receiver. And again, a little pressure coming from the D-line as he uncorked that throw. Threw it way over his head and stops the clock. Third down and six now for the Eagles.
How about that arm from DeVries, though? That's into the wind, and that was on a rope.
Normally you have to go up a club when you're going into the wind like that. He maybe used two.
Yeah, this is a two-club, at least a two-club win out there today. Unless you're Corey McCabe, then you just hit whatever you normally hit.
Stinger.
It'll be long.
Three receiver bunch left for DeVries on this one. He's pitching out to the left. And Lutton's going to have a long way to run before he's touched. Down to midfield and forced out of bounds there. 50-yard line.
TJ Lutton.
That's a good 15 yards on that run for Lawton. And again, that looked like that play they ran on the previous drive, and it got stopped for a big loss. In this case, he gets out for a big game. But we get a flag in over at the 30, and it looks like that's going to be a hold against Schoolcraft. So that gain is going to be negated as we get down to the 4:26 mark here in the first half. 8-0 Comets, and a hold against Schoolcraft is going to go back 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which was, again, right at the 30.
Holding on the Eagles.
That's a big play as this half is ticking away. You know, now it's going to be third and long. If Hanover can bow up here, get the ball back.
Yeah, it'll make it third down and 10. Again, a spot foul there. So they move back 10 yards, which is basically the original line of scrimmage at the 31. 4:26 to go, 8-0 Comets. Big third down chance for the defense to get off the field and keep this 8-0 score intact. So we head toward the halftime countdown. Play action rolling out. DeVries is under pressure. Gets away. Throws in the middle field. Caught. He's hit. Trying to get away, but we've got every single Comet on the field. And they'll blow that play dead. Stop the forward progress. Never brought him down. But that'll make it fourth down and about four from the 38-yard line. Oh, it's about three, let's call it. Fourth and three after the spot. And we're down to 3:58. The clock running. Every single Comet player got in on that tackle at one point or another.
It's an interesting situation here for Schoolcraft. Fourth and three. We often see people in high school going for this. But their punt unit has looked good, and the way their defense has played the last couple possessions, so they are lining up to go for it.
It is a big set here. This is a different look. Maybe a hard count.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to draw them.
And they do call the timeout. Gave it a try, 3.5 to play, and they'll stop the clock there. And maybe switch personnel. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. We still got a little bit of time before the half. 8-0 Comets on K105.3.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Three and a half left in this one on fourth down. They did try the hard count. Didn't get them to jump. So we got DeVries lined up at the 25, ready to punt one away. Deep to return is Griffiths, and he's on the other 25. Snap a little high, but he pulls it down, gets that kick away. Big high punt, fair caught at the 24 for Griffiths. And yeah, that DeVries is showing off quite a good leg on the punt.
Yeah. Two good punters going at it here. And I'll tell you what, Colin Griffiths just did a nice job with that fair catch, just catching it. We take those for granted, but in high school football, with this wind howling the way it is, just catching that big boomer punt was tough for Griffiths.
Yeah, it almost worked in his favor because that punt turned in kind of a spiral. If it had been a little more floppy, the wind maybe grabs it a little bit more, and it's a little tougher fielding there. But they got him at the 25, first and 10 from the right, just inside of the right hash. 3:23 on the clock, 8-0 Comets, and again a chance to run out this clock and get into the locker room with an 8-0 lead or add to it. Bevere under center. Takes that snap. Gives it coming across to Griffiths. Cuts into the line. He's hit and brought down for maybe a short game with forward progress. It's going to be at most second and 9. Oh, wow. That's a favorable spot. We'll call it second and 8.
Yeah, that was Cooper Howard on the tackle for Schoolcraft.
Because Griffiths did a good job of eluding that first player, but when he made that cut, he got grabbed and pulled backwards. So they do give him forward progress out to the 27. Second and 8 now for Hanover Horton.
Boy, it's almost like Schoolcraft's defense has just kind of figured out a little bit what they want to do against this Hanover rushing attack.
I kind of feel like Hanover's been a little more reined in, too, keeping things inside the tackles. They give it to an outside rush to Hochter. He bounces away from a defender, and he's going to end up turning that into a short gain, but lucky that it didn't turn into a short loss. Out to the 29-yard line, and that's going to bring up third and about six now.
Yeah, there again, the ability for Hochter to take a 3-yard loss and turn it into a 1-yard gain.
And I still don't think we've seen him do his best stiff arm yet.
He's wanting to. You can tell he's getting that arm out there.
They're kind of just keeping him in front of him right now and letting him finish plays out of bounds. Third down play here for the Comets. 2:33 after Hochter stepped out of bounds, stopped the clock. Couple of fakes. Griffith's in traffic, and he's going to get stopped for a loss. Play a little slow to develop in the penetration from the Schoolcraft D-line. So that'll put him back outside of the 25 to the 24.
Timeout
Schoolcraft now with 2:22 left. They know they're going to get the football back with a chance to maybe make a run here. Important punt. With that timeout, let's take another 30 seconds. 2:22 to play when we come back on K105.3.
Maybe the golf season is coming to an end, but not the great food at Deer Run. Their restaurant is open all winter long for lunch and dinner, plus an awesome Sunday morning breakfast. Deer Run, serving food worth driving to. And don't forget their Friday night all-you-can-eat fish. Looking for employment? Apply within at Deer Run Restaurant, 3200 Hanover Road in Horton.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Out of the timeout, Hanover Horton in a punt situation, and it's Lutton deep to return for the Schoolcraft Eagles, and he's down back on the 40. Hochter's going to punt from somewhere around the 15. Snap is good, steps in, big boot, that's going to get Lutton backpedaling and made a good catch, slipped as he caught it. Gets a couple blocks, though. He's on his feet to the left side. Still on his feet. 50, 40, untouched, 45, 30. Boy, that punt's going to net him about 6 yards. Big return.
Yeah, there were two blocks that you could see the Schoolcraft player immediately after hitting them kind of putting their hands up like, that was clean, that was clean, and I thought they might get one of them.
One of them blocking in the back.
The 2:06 to go in the half, though, that really sets up Schoolcraft to
brings up first and 10 from the 30-yard line.
Try to tie this game up.
Yeah, 8-0 score here for the Comets. They lead it, but Schoolcraft at the 30. Good, great starting field position for the Eagles, and they go with a 4-wide set. DeVries standing on 35 looking to throw. Good protection, gets it away. Slant caught.
Wow.
And snagged that right out of the air at the 5-yard line. And Jake a huge gain on the pass. DeVries put that on target. Sticky hands from the receiver. First down and goal from the 5 now for Schoolcraft.
Yeah, that was Langston Richardson. And, man, I thought he was well covered. But he just, you said snatched it out of the air. He sure did.
First and goal, 5-yard line now, Schoolcraft. And they tighten things up on the set. Yeah, player running in late in the backfield. Not sure where to go, and that's going to have to be a timeout for the Eagles. So we'll stop it at 1:40. We'll take another 30-second commercial. It's second, our first and goal from the five, rather, for Schoolcraft on K105.3.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Football Frenzy. Back to the field on K105.3.
All right, a little disorganization in the Schoolcraft backfield, and Coach DeVries did not like it. They call a timeout. And that leaves us here with first and goal from the five. Again, they go out of that shotgun with two backs, two receivers split left. DeVries snaps, hands off, and that's going to go into the end zone. Touchdown, Schoolcraft. Cooper Howard with the touchdown. Well blocked, and again, late half heroics if you're a Schoolcraft fan. If you're Hanover Horton, you're disappointed. That early drive looked like you were maybe setting up to have a smooth game today, and now we're in question here. 8-6, touchdown for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning with 95 seconds to play in the half. We're going to get a two-point try from Schoolcraft.
You said in the pregame this is going to be a slobber knocker. I'd say a halftime score of 8-6 would it qualify.
Empty backfield for DeVries on the two-point try, looking to throw, gets it away, and caught. No, dropped. Had it in his grip. Landon DeVries goes down and can't squeeze it. Hit as he tried to catch it. And a little too much force. So the Comets will hold on to a lead 8-6. Slobber knocker indeed. We'll get another kickoff coming up. Let's keep it here on the transition.
Yeah, for one thing, too, real quick, Lucas Nadell for Hanover, the defensive back. I think DeVries comes up with that, but he just didn't give up on the play and kind of jarred it out there.
Stay
with the catch, complete the process, as you hear a lot.
Second quarter brought to you by Collins Design Build. Again, stay tuned at halftime. Cochran Electric, our halftime sponsor. And, of course, at the end of the game, our player of the game, Deer Run Golf Course, the sponsor for that.
You played Deer Run this year?
I didn't.
You need to get out there. That's a fun course to play. And with great food, too. So if you go play, plan on eating afterwards.
Kicking off for the Eagles, number five, Wynn Evans.
Gosh, I wish I planned my day better today. I would have got up a little early, gone out to Deer Run, played it nine holes, and then came here after.
Yeah, we should have talked that over. I'd have got played with you.
That would have been fun.
They have the Island Green.
All right, here we go. Comets back to return the kick. It's up. Fielded at the 10. Ross running to the left side. Still on his feet at the 30. 40. Jukes out. 45. Battling for extra yards, and he's going to take it out to the 47-yard line. J.J. Russ with a good return. You got 87 seconds here with the Comets, and you get great field position to start this drive.
Comets have it first and 10.
J.J. Russ showing the speed and finishing the run strong to the end.
Yeah, and this is where it's interesting for Hanover because, you know, we've already mentioned not a team that really wants to put it in the air. So do you try a couple of those? I'm sure we'll see a Hocker handoff here and see if they get a good yardage first down play.
They go out of the shotgun, and it's just going to be a Hocker QB roll, direct snap, and he'll get it to the 49. A couple yards on first down for Austin Hocker.
56.
It'll be second down and 8 from the 49. And the clock starts down to 70 seconds left in the half. Halftime, by the way, for University of Michigan football, leading 7-6. Hocker rolling out, looking to throw, and he does. Uncorks one over the sideline, just off the paws of Griffiths on the sideline, incomplete, and that'll stop the clock at 56.7 seconds.
Brings up third and eight.
So, boy, we kind of saw this same situation last night in the Lumen game. Here's where if I'm Hanover, I just run the ball here. take your medicine. You don't want to give the ball back. We've seen what Schoolcraft, that quarterback has an arm. They could march in 50 seconds, but
especially from right here. I mean, even with a good punt return negates that immediately. Yeah. So I'm with you. I say
let's keep this on the ground. Yep.
Hochter isn't at quarterback. And the shotgun takes it, and he is going to run. And it looked like he was indecisive there for a moment. Brought down at the 50. The clock will start.
Brought down by the Eagles, number 44.
Yeah, and Schoolcraft, no more timeouts. They had to use that last one with some unsure personnel movements.
And that's where one of those having to take a timeout because somebody wasn't where they were supposed to be kind of steals an extra possession from you. So they'll run this down as close as they can and punt it away. Hochter standing on the 40 to kick it. And it's Lawton back to return. Had a nice run back on his last punt return. That's where Hochter maybe does a little more directional. 16 seconds.
Yeah, they're going to probably take all that timeout.
Yeah, run it down as far as they can go. And there's the timeout. So we'll stop the clock. 7 seconds left, so the Comets will have to punt it. And, you know, you're glad to get here, and you think, this is our best. We set up as best we can to get in the locker room with this 8-6 lead. A lot of things can go wrong. Bad snap.
Yeah.
Punt goes awry. You know, there's left. So there's drama still, and I like that we haven't had a lot of football drama all season, really, you and I calling games, though. I'm liking seeing a nice close battle. Closely contested. Hanover Horton hoping a little home field advantage can hold up. Good travel from Schoolcraft coming all the way from south of Portage over on the west side of the state. Traveled well. Packed those bleachers up. And we've always got some fence standing folks, too.
Steven, back to the game. I do like the fact that they kept that on the ground where this clock, because Hanover's going to receive the second half kick. So
right.
that's where it was big. And last night, like I said, we saw a similar situation. The Blue Streaks tried it differently, and it bit them.
Yep. Here we go. Schoolcraft back out. Punt return team. It's Lawton. And he's going to go back around the 20. I think he might, if I'm him, I'm backing up a little more, and he is backing up to 15 because Hochter's put it up in the air a couple times. He's getting help from the wind, too, on this. He's going to just throw it.
See, I don't mind that play wasted
Hochter
6 seconds. So
complete. There's a flag on the field.
Hey, if best case, you get a pass interference.
Well, and I wonder what that flag, that flag's down there where it could be.
Yeah.
Something of that nature. So 1.6 now on the clock at the end of the play. We'll see what the flag ends up being. But for being way down there where it is, Hochter just stepped back, paused for a moment, and then just uncorked to throw as deep as he could do it with Russ running up the sideline. It does go against Schoolcraft. So Hanover Horton will get one more play here with 1.6 seconds left. In the first half.
If Cam Little, the Jacksonville Jags kicker, was on Hanover's team, they'd have a little field goal chance here.
Yeah.
But
40 was on the Eagle.
You know, again, with 1 second, and Hochter just showed he can throw that ball 40 yards.
Just becomes Hail Mary.
Yeah, just let him loose and hope for the best.
It's a really good Shane Smith and the Saints song, if you ever want to check it out, Hail Mary. Second quarter, again, brought to you by Collins Design Build. And we'll get a timeout from the Comets with this 1.6 left. What do you decide to do here? I like that little clock management kind of trickery, and it worked out in the Comets' favor. And instead of punting with 7 seconds, you even now, if you just went, all you do is you can take a knee, you can run a Hail Mary, you can do something. You know, you got a lot of choices, but if you just kick that away, but like you said, it goes way back to that couple plays ago to just keep the clock running and get it down to this. Maybe nothing happens, incomplete pass, turnover, whatever, but you get that 8-6 score and it doesn't get any worse for you, and you know you got that football coming back to you.
Yeah, Hochter just showed his arm, and you have the 6'3" J.J. Russ out there. Just throw up a 50-50 ball. And
is he that tall? Man, he's gotten bigger since that first couple years we saw him out there on the hoops court. I can't wait for Comet basketball this season. That's not far off. I think we're looking at December 9th for our first high school basketball broadcast on WKHM. And it's Michigan Center girls versus the Lumen Christi team. Both of those are going to be some playoff difficult matchups. I think that's going to be a really high-quality game. Hocker takes the snap, chased out of the pocket, running away, setting, looking to throw, lets it go. Down to the 10, caught. Breaks the tackle. Oh. To the touchdown! Oh. No way! Hocker buys time, throws it short to A.J. Fielder at the 10. He breaks a couple tackles and takes it to the end zone. 8-6, no thank you. 14-6, yes please. Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning for the Hanover Horton Comets. As the wind picks up and it looks like it's confetti, it's just leaves blowing down onto the field. But what a moment for Trent Hochter.
Yeah, the moment for Hochter. Yeah. Or Austin.
Austin Hochter.
Oh, but how about A.J. Fielder doing his best impression of a fearful mouse with four or five eagles chasing him and just scurrying around.
Managed to stay on his feet. Triple zeros on the clock. Two-point try here. And on the run, they're going to get stopped. Stonewalled at the end zone.
And stop for the
14-6. Halftime lead for the Comets, getting the football back in the second half. Drama at the end of the half. What a play, Hochter. Again, just kind of trying to set up what looked like a Hail Mary, and he eludes a tackler in the backfield, gets himself some space. Looks like he's getting ready to uncork the jump ball. And then he has that receiver come in short underneath the deep. Everybody kind of tucked back into the end zone. The receiver catches it at the 10, and as you mentioned, eludes two, three tackles. Just enough gets him into the end zone. Touchdown at the buzzer.
Yeah, we said Hochter could do it all. Kick, punt, run. Let's add bomb passes to his arsenal as well.
Great. Great play call and execution by the Comets. 14-6 lead at the half. Let's take a three-minute commercial break, and we'll be back with more halftime action here
with a burger.
Horton. Halftime brought to you by Cochran Electric coming up. Volume up to 11.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fits your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank different. Find a list of our locations online at cnbb.bank.
Airtech Machining and Manufacturing is hiring skilled CNC machinists to join their team. A respected, family-owned and operated business in Jackson for over 40 years, they are a certified manufacturer of high-precision machining solutions for the demanding aerospace industry. They have first and second shift openings and other roles available. Pay based on experience. To apply, visit AERTECHMFG.com or find links to their Indeed page on Facebook or Instagram. Apply today.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Check out the large selection of winter clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today.
like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM and HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes at the halftime, brought to you by Cochran Electric, and a electric end to that first half. It looked like maybe just satisfied to go into the locker room with a two-point lead, 8-6, but maybe take a shot at the end zone, and just the right play call at the right time and the right execution. I keep wanting to go Hochter, old school Hochter, Austin Hochter, able to make that play and just hit the right guy. And again, great individual effort, A.J. Fielder, one of the captains on this team, to finish off that play. Needed 10 yards, he got them all. Made two or three guys miss. And in that kind of disarray, we were talking a little bit off the air there to say, yeah, that's a great decision to have that guy come in underneath. You know, everybody's watching the end zone, backed up into the end zone, and you have that guy come underneath, and he's just got to get past one or two guys that maybe don't even realize what's going on.
Yeah, that was a fantastic play. And you mentioned A.J. Fielder, one of the three captains, the three senior captains, Reed Matthews, A.J. Fielder, and Adam Lay, all with big parts in this first half lead for Hanover.
Yeah, just a tremendous first half. J.J. Russ with the 32-yard touchdown run to get things started in the scoring column, and then that play. And Schoolcraft had definitely felt like they were almost getting momentum. They had that late touchdown. They had stopped Hannah Morton's offense on the last two possessions with almost no yardage. You know, they had really slowed down that offensive game and started to feel a little momentum. This is going to energize those Comets going into that second half. And, of course, they get the football to start the second half. So that, again, puts them in a great place. Great clock management by the coaching staff and just making that happen. It reminds me of the end of the first half in that Lumen game last night where we felt like Ida made a mistake in their clock management. Titans end up with enough time to march down the field and score at the end of the half. Comets not necessarily a march, but still making a big play. And that's what happens if you let that team kind of control the clock late in that half. You want to take away the chance for anything heroic to happen at the end of that half by running that clock all the way down, and they just weren't able to.
Yeah, and let's go back even a play before that with 7 seconds to go in a punt formation. I love the fact that let Hochter just launch one, and we say it all the time, you might get a pass interference or, you know, maybe he catches it and something happens. Yeah. And at worst, even if you don't, there's 1 second left and Schoolcraft has it at midfield.
Yeah.
Instead, they do get that pass interference call and kind of sets up that Hochter to Fielder heroic play.
Yeah, just again, great coaching call, great execution. This magical Hanover Horton football season. Again, the deepest playoff run in school history at this point. And here they are playing on a Saturday with a lead to head to the state semifinals next week. And you got to come out and execute the second half to keep things going that way. But so far, so good. If you told me they would be up 14-6 at this point in the game, I'd say, hey, that's a feather in your cap.
Yeah, and if you told me Hanover was going to the state semifinals, I'd be thinking we'd have tickets to the Breslin, not to someplace else on the football field.
So, yeah, just a good year for this Comet football team. Plenty of special moments. Let's see if we can add some more with a good second half and a Comet victory. Again, our halftime brought to you by Cochran Electric. Let's take a three-minute break. We'll get the This Week in High School Sports segment coming up and more football, second half of football on K105.3. Coming up, Comets lead at 14-6 on K105.3.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
When you want a credit card, you need to be sure it reflects your lifestyle, one that makes it easy to take the big vacation overseas without worrying about foreign transaction fees. A credit card that helps you build your credit if you're a student, so you start your financial future on the right foot. Aeroquip Credit Union has a student Visa card or Classic Visa at 12% annual percentage rate, a Gold Visa at a 9.6% annual percentage rate, or Platinum Visa card at an incredible 7.8% annual percentage rate. And with Aeroquip Credit Union, there's no balance transfer fees, foreign transaction fees, or cash advance fees. This credit card will definitely reflect your lifestyle. To learn more, call Aeroquip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. Aeroquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at aeroquipcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Hi, this is Dr. B from Summit Orthodontics. There's been several times I've seen people in the office and they'll say to me, oh, I wish I would have known open enrollment was a few months ago and we could have had orthodontic insurance. Now would be the time for me to take a look and get a plan together. This is the time to add orthodontic insurance to your plan. If we don't think they're going to need orthodontic treatment next year, you can make sure you're not paying for insurance that you don't need. Plan ahead with me, Dr. B, at Summit Orthodontics. Check us out at summitorthobraces.com.
Shelby High School looks to keep a great football season going for another week, and some of the top performances from across the state are highlighted on TikTok. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Each week on our social media channels and at MHSAA.com, we highlight a performance of the week. This week will be the 11th of the school year, and so far we have had some very noteworthy accomplishments. Like Kate Posey of Big Rapids, who carted her first hole-in-one on the golf course and helped Big Rapids to a Central State Activities Association title. Sam Schumacher, who started the year 20-0 in tennis, losing just one set total, who would then go on to win the state championship at number one singles in Division II. And how about Talia Schriever, a cross-country runner from Pickford? She won a third straight Upper Peninsula title in Division III while posting the fastest time in UP D3 history. The second and third fastest times also belong to Schriever. More than their accomplishments, Performance of the Week shines a light on the unique personalities of these athletes. What's the best fast food? Pizza topping? Most used emoji? They've got opinions on everything. To see those answers and this week's Performance of the Week, check out the MHSAA's TikTok page or visit us online at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, the Battle Creek-Harper Creek girls swimming and diving team won the Southwestern and Central Conference Championships, their first league title in 42 years. Battle Creek St. Philip won a volleyball district title for a 26th consecutive season. Miley Grimm had 23 digs and 4 aces in district play for the Tigers. And East Kentwood quarterback Cade Kaufman threw for 5 touchdowns and added almost 100 yards rushing in a 49-41 district title win over Howell.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the football field this week with 23 other players. 23 is one too many. There should only be 22 on the field at once. 11 on offense, 11 on defense. But on this play, the offense had a 12th player lined up on the field. What's the call? It depends on when the penalty is spotted. If the officials catch it before the play is run, that's an illegal substitution and a 5-yard penalty. But if the ball is snapped and a play is run with 12 on the field, and the 12th player is not attempting to get off the field, then it's a legal participation and a 15-yard penalty. It's also a 15-yard penalty if the offense uses a substitution to create a deception.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. It's been an exciting start to the football playoffs as regional finals are being played throughout the state this weekend. Galesburg-Augusta qualified for the first time since 1997. Manton qualified for the first time since 2014. And Shelby, the Tigers, not only qualified for the first time since 2013, but have won 2 playoff games, including a district title in Division 7, and have their eyes set on more. Shelby went 5-4 this year, their best regular season record since that 2013 season. In both 2012 and 2013, Shelby went 8-1 in the regular season and advanced to the Division 6 semifinals. This year, they've already won 2 playoff games on the road, beating Leroy Pine River in round 1 and Harrison in the district final. And now they are just 2 wins away from playing in the Division 7 final on Sunday, November 30th at Ford Field. That would mark their first ever appearance in the football final. For more on the Shelby Tigers and how they've overcome an injury to one of their quarterbacks and captured a district title after 5 winless seasons in the last 11 years, check out Tom Kendra's article found at MHSAA.com. And to see the schedule for semifinals, finals, or for information on the 8-player finals being held in Marquette on November 22nd, head to MHSAA.com and click on football. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
When you want a credit card, you need to be sure it reflects your lifestyle. One that makes it easy to take the big vacation overseas without worrying about foreign transaction fees. A credit card that helps you build your credit if you're a student, so you start your financial future on the right foot. Aeroquip Credit Union has a student Visa card or classic Visa at 12% annual percentage rate, a gold Visa at a 9.6% annual percentage rate, or platinum Visa card at an incredible 7.8% annual percentage rate. And with Aeroquip Credit Union, there's no balance transfer fees, foreign transaction fees, or cash advance fees. This credit card will definitely reflect your lifestyle. To learn more, call Aeroquip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. Aeroquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at aeroquipcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes on the half, and we got a little Mr. Brightside for us.
It's like we're at the big house.
It is. And right now, Hanover Horton with a bigger lead than the Wolverines have in this one, and they'll get the football to start the second half. And, boy, it sounds like we got some folks listening out while they're running the combine, rooting on this Hanover Horton Comets team. And, Brian, they do need to find some of that offensive rhythm again that they had in the early drives. You want to go out and you know, you'd love to go out on this drive, put some points up, and then really be able to just sit back and rely on your defense to shut down this Schoolcraft offense. But that the end of that first half, they really didn't do a lot offensively. I think they did kind of get a little restrained on their play calling until that last possession. So you'd like to see them open that offense up a little bit more and be able to make something happen points-wise early in the second half.
Yeah, unfortunately, Steve, the two things you said you hope to happen are both going to be tough.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you can just keep holding the Schoolcraft offense to nothing.
Right.
And so far, Hanover's done a great job defensive side of the ball. And then on the offensive side of the ball, it's just tough when you're kind of one-dimensional. I mean, Hanover is going to run the ball. And just like Schoolcraft's offense, Schoolcraft's defense is also very good. And to just think that you can just keep running on them is going to be tough.
I do think we could see a lot more Austin Hochter at quarterback in the second half. That worked out for them, and it made them a little more dual threat because he's maybe a better thrower than Bevere. And he also seems to be and then he can run with the football in his hands, too. So I'll be curious to see if they do go with that a little bit here.
Yeah, and, I say that. You don't need too many big plays from the passing game, just one or two to just kind of keep them guessing a little bit.
Right, just to make that a threat.
Yes.
Halftime brought to you by Cochran Electric. We're ready for the second half of this one as it'll be kicked off by Schoolcraft. And that one's going to get up in the air. Not super deep. It'll be fielded at the 15-16 by J.J. Russ. He had a nice return at the end of the first half. We'll get a flag coming in on the tackle. He's brought down at the 20. And, it was Griffith, not Russ. And they get a flag coming in late. And it's going to be a face mask again against the Eagles. So add 15 at the end of that run. And pretty good field position to start here for Hanover Horton in the second half. Leading 14-6. Third quarter brought to you by Hanover Horton Schools. Thanks to our first half sponsors, Lomar Machine and Tool and Collins Design Build, and our pregame sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Cochran Electric for the half. And now, Hanover Horton Schools.
First and 10 for the comments.
Hey, look at that.
Oh,
the food delivery. That's awesome.
Oh, boy.
And what I really needed was a nice cold water. Thanks so much to the.
Give it up for the. Oh, thank you so much. Look at
ball.
That.
Oh, wow.
Burger, dog, cheese. This is the best.
We got
to love call coming
first
to the
play.
Hanover. Thank you.
They hand it off on first down, and wow, look at Schoolcraft really get big down there on the D line. And thanks so much.
Thank you.
Griffiths on the carry, and that's going to be.
And number 70, J.D.
Maybe a short loss. Garrett. We'll call it second and 10, though, from the 37-yard line. And, boy, just in time to have Hanover Horton Schools as our third quarter sponsor. And the concession stand bringing us some vittles.
Yeah, I'm glad that first play wasn't anything super exciting. I was kind of focused on the handoff of all the food.
And he brought that box up on the ladder by himself. That was also impressive. And there's a handoff on second down. Able to, again, elude the tacklers, but getting good penetration the D-line for Schoolcraft. And on the carry, and limping as he gets up. That was Austin Hocker on the carry, and he's brought down to 41, and he was limping a little bit as he comes out of that pile. Third down at about 7, maybe a long 6. I'm going to shout out really quick to number 87, Landon DeVries, for a little sportsmanship and helping Hocker up. I like seeing that in this very, it's a competitive game. Oh, look at that, breaking through. Slow to develop play. The football was loose. Schoolcraft says they have it. Let's see what happens.
No sign yet.
They didn't signal. I think they're going to say the Comets kept it, and that fourth down marker comes up, fourth and 12 now for Hanover Horton. But that was one of those plays, running plays with multiple fakes and just shooting through the line and in there to hit them to knock that ball loose. So Comets come away three and out, and we'll get a Austin Hochter punt. I'm just going to
just
go to the last Hochter.
Game. Yeah, just Hochter.
He's the only one out there. Gets that one up, and another big boot into the wind, so it holds up a little bit at the 27 and caught there. And on the return to the 37, and that is T.J. Lutton.
Brought down by
first
the
and 10 now for the Schoolcraft Eagles there.
First attempt for the
Steve,
Eagles.
We talk about what
the 37-yard line.
Different adjustments would be made right there. Schoolcraft showed you that was two separate run blitzes, including the one that caused that fumble by Brennan Boyes. But, you know, I think they're going to just say this second half, if you're going to finish beating us, it's going to have to be through the air.
Yeah.
We are going to do what we can do to shut down that run game.
Selling out on the run here. First and 10, Schoolcraft now at their own 37. Taking the snap, handing off to Lutton. And he's going to run into some Hanover Horton defense, and they're going to lose 2 yards off to the 35. Second and 12 now for Schoolcraft. And that was, again, that was a play that they've seen, they saw it four or five times in the first half. Just that handoff to Lawton, and he's kind of going off tackle, and the Comets ate it up.
Second and 12.
Yeah, particularly Colin Griffiths, who we called his name a lot today.
Yeah, on the defense particular, he's been really effective. Second down and 12 yards from their own 35. We're at the 9-11 mark in the second half, or third quarter here, 14-6. Comets still lead. Three and out on the first possession, but able to eat some time off the clock. And there's another play action fake. DeVries going to keep it. Look at that tackle. Individual effort. DeVries brought down.
15, Jack DeVries.
Jack DeVries on the carry. And who do we get on that hit?
Was that Lucas Nadal sliding in there from the defensive backfield?
Correction, number 56, Levi Teachout.
Oh, are they giving credit?
Okay.
No, that was...
I'm not sure who got that. We couldn't see from our angle. It was a streaking Comet, however, that did some damage. And I think it might have been Lucas Nadal.
Third down at 15, and looks like we might see DeVries go to the air here. He is looking to throw. He's got some time, gets it up the field. Through one guy's hands, but he catches... Two guys kind of running in sync. It goes through the first guy's hands, but right there to catch it was the other DeVries, Landon DeVries. That DeVries matchup hookup there into Comet, into Comet territory past the 50 to the 49. And that's a 18-yard.
Yeah, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. That was lucky because I think that was intended for Enright, and it sailed over his head and just happened to find DeVries, who... Two guys running basically the same pattern.
Yeah. Both slant, running slants there. Now first and 10, Schoolcraft, and get a whistle coming in. You got an
official timeout.
Equipment problem or something sending a player to the sideline. So Schoolcraft's going to have to sub on the O-line, J.D. Perrin. Going to the sideline here. And it looks like maybe a face mask issue or something. But I think it's just equipment. Taking the snap, handing off. Oh, wow, big rumbling run. The ball came out at the end of the play. Comets have it.
Oh.
And that was Evan Feller taking the handoff. Breaking a tackle and still on his feet, and the Comet defender came in, helmet on the football, knocked it loose, and it right to another Comet player. So another turnover forced at midfield, and that's something that Hanover Horton has done great in this game, knocking out the football and getting it loose. They had a big turnover in the first half, led to their first score. And now here we go again. Comets get the football back to 46.
You're right. Doing some ball hawking there. And that was Lucas Nadal putting the helmet on the ball. And senior captain Adam Lay coming up with it.
Third quarter brought to you by the Hanover Horton Schools as the Comets get the football back and the offense on the field. Leading 14-6, 7:32 to play third quarter. Bevier under center. Hands off to Hochter, looking to get to that right edge. Now maybe a halfback pass, looking to throw. Now he's got to escape pressure. Gets a throw away. Caught! Diving catch by J.J. Russ at the 48 into Eagles territory. That play looked like it was dead. Hochter takes a big hit after he throws.
Yeah,
and he's still down.
Boy, he threw that awkwardly with a sidearm, kind of Patrick Mahomes makeshift pass, and I think he's getting hit right as he's throwing. Yeah. So I don't know if that's an arm or just got the wind knocked out of him.
Yeah, seemed like a throwaway, but great diving catch by Russ. Let's take a 30-second commercial break with the injury on the field. We'll be right back at Hanover Horton. Oh, he popped up. Maybe we won't have time for a break. He almost did a kip up there, so that leads you to believe like it was maybe he was just lost some wind.
Second and four from the 48.
So it's, yeah, second and four from the 48-yard line on the Eagles' side of the 50. Hochter will come out for a play, but they still have weapons in there. We've seen Russ. We've seen Griffiths. Gosh, we've seen a number of different guys. We've seen Fielder make a big play. We've seen Ledger Inman run the football. So even as they lose maybe their primary weapon, still don't know where this football is going to go. Levere under center. You can guess that's probably going to be a run. They give it to Inman through the middle. On his feet into the secondary. Down to the 35. Just a quick halfback dive, or fullback dive rather. Inman gets past that first line, and he's into the secondary. Brought down by the DBs at the 35, and first down, Hanover Horton Comets.
Steve, while that's going on, I kind of kept my eyes on Hochter on the sidelines. A teammate said something to him, and he kind of patted him like, hey, I'm okay. I think that must have been the wind getting knocked out of him.
Yeah, he looks pretty energetic at the sideline for the moment. Hochter out of the play still, though. First and 10 Comets from the Eagles 35. Levere gives it to Inman again, and he's going to rumble for six, maybe seven before he's brought down. Another quick hitter right into the middle of that line, and Inman takes the gain down to the 27-yard line. Second down and 3 yards here for the Comets. And the offense finding again, kind of, they like that, create that turnover and turn that into points right now. Moving downfield, 6:06 to play. We're in the third quarter, a 14-6 lead for Hanover Horton, looking to get into the state semifinal game. Got to get past Schoolcraft, and right now they'd love to get a two-score lead.
Not only is the ball marching down the field, that clock is ticking.
Levere under center, gives again to Inman, and he's got the first down. Past the 25 to the 23 and stop. That's looks like the same play about three times in a row. Use it till it does, till they stop it. Inman with another good game.
Yeah, not to take anything away from Inman's runs, but this is the Hanover line asserting themselves right now. Because as you said, it's the same play. We talked about the last possession. It looked like Schoolcraft was going to sell out to stop that run. They're trying to, and just that Hanover offensive line is just getting a push.
Here we go, first and 10, 27-yard line. Oh, 23, excuse me, yeah. This side, Bevere keeps. He's picking through the defense down to the 20. Give him 3 yards on.
J.J. Russ.
Oh, it is Russ that takes the handoff. My mistake. 20-yard line on first down. 3 yards, second and seven.
And I see Hochter, a helmet on, getting coach's attention, saying he's ready to go back.
9:18 to play in the third quarter. The winner of this one will face the winner of Clinton and Millington. 8-6 Clinton leads. The last update I could find. Levere under center, second and seven from the 20. Gives it to Inman again. Inman gets about two and then knocked backwards. But that'll make a third down and manageable. And again, down in this spot, two plays to get 5 yards. Brian, I like their chances.
Yeah, I'd like them better if I saw number nine go back in there. I tell you what, there's some ooze from the crowd on that last hit. And that, again, is middle linebacker Evan Feller for Schoolcraft. He's had a couple really hard hits on some Hanover ball carriers today.
Down to 4 minutes to play here, third quarter, 14-6, our third quarter for Hanover Horton Schools. And there's a play going to go to the outside. Griffiths turns it up. Battling at the end of the run. He's not going to get to the 15. They'll get him at the 17. And that'll bring up fourth down and about four still. Just 1 yard on the carry. Again, Hanover Horton Schools, our sponsor here. Obviously, I can't say enough nice things about the community here that's come out to support on Saturday. The facilities out here, the basketball program, the educational opportunities. Boy, they've had some really great sports moments over the years. The soccer team made a deep run. I know the girls' volleyball team had a good run this year. Right now, Bevere trying to get this fourth down conversion, gives it to Inman, and they're going to stop him. No, he breaks a tackle, but can't get past everybody. I think forward progress, he got down to the 17, and that's going to be a fourth down turnover on downs. Drive that had some energy at the start. Maybe loses a little momentum with Hochter going out of the game. He'll be around, though. It looks like he's going to go back in on the defense here. first and 10 Eagles from their own 17-yard line with 3:06 to play in the third and a 14-6 deficit.
Yeah, boy, coming out of that turnover and like a slow march for Hanover, that would have been nice to see them get some points out of it. But it did kill some clock and it did flip the field again.
Yeah, 80-plus yards here for Schoolcraft, and they haven't been able to show many long drives today. Back to throw, looking, got one-on-one in the middle of the field, up in the air, and a little overthrown, and Hochter on giving chase, and it went off of his hand. I think he felt like he had a chance at intercepting that one. Incomplete, second and 10 now for Schoolcraft. I was looking at that Millington score update. Yeah,
maybe next week.
Maybe.
Boy, DeVries has really showed off his arm today, hasn't he? And, yeah. And it's windy out here, and that ball just seems to be boring through the wind, not affecting his throws.
And Schoolcraft with DeVries in the shotgun. One running back to his right and a bunch set to his right as well. Pitches to the runner, and it's Lutton, and he's going to get stopped. And it's Griffiths in there making the hit for about a five-yard loss. TJ Lutton on the carry.
Number 5, Colin.
We've seen Griffiths do that now a couple times, just be there kind of for the pitch. Right with it.
13 from the 13.
Third down, 14, and they're saying the 13-yard line. That seems about right. We got 2:33 and the clock ticking. 14-6 lead for the Comets. Ball on the right hash. We'll see what kind of a formation Millington or Schoolcraft has shown an ability to throw. In a situation like this, they'll go with a big, kind of a big set here on a shotgun. Bunch set to the right. And DeVries back to throw. He's in on the 4, now chased out of the pocket. On the run, lets one go, and he's got a man with a step. Caught! First down in Comet territory, down to the 39-yard line.
Number 15, Jack DeVries.
DeVries lets one go, and that guy able to get a step on the defender. I think it was Lucas Nadell on the coverage. And caught by Braden Boys.
It's an Eagles first down.
Steve, we're here on a Saturday afternoon, and that right there was a Saturday afternoon throw. That was a college throw by DeVries. On the run.
Clock at 2:03 as we get set here. Stopped as the play went out of bounds at first and 10. Schoolcraft from the 36. Handed off to Lutton. And they come through and stop him for just maybe a short gain. Really no gain. They'll spot it back at the 36
Eagle
again,
Parker,
second and 10.
Number 22, TJ Lutton.
Adam Lay doing a good job.
Zero, Adam Lay.
Being the first Comet there.
Brings up second and 10 from the 36-yard line.
1:43 to play in our third quarter here. 14-6 Comet lead.
Got the pump it up music right next to us. Got the dancing Comet mascot. It's high school football, baby.
Pro form here. Looks like three wide receivers looking to throw again and caught at the sideline and able to break a tackle inside the 20 before he's brought down.
Eagles,
and
number 15, Jack DeVries.
That's going to be Drew Enright on the catch and run after. First down again for Schoolcraft. Into the red zone. They put it at the 18, first and 10. For the Eagles.
That's enough for an Eagles first down.
This drive has kind of had that variety that we expected at the beginning of the game instead of just steady doses of runs.
They really do everything on that right sideline. Runs seem to always go that way. Throws have been going that way. They got two receivers left now, but DeVries rolls out to the right. Now coming back across the body to Lutton with blockers. Cuts it back inside. Now back to the outside. He's going to take that one into the end zone. Touchdown, Schoolcraft. 43.2 to play in the third. And no flags on the field. That one's going to count. 14 to 12.
You just mentioned everything going to the right side, and maybe Hanover defense was thinking the same, and they did fake everything going right and then just threw back, a little throwback to the left. Left him open.
Touchdowns all sponsored by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning today. That one's going to make this a chance to tie it up for Schoolcraft. Yeah. Big two-point try.
Huge play right here.
Big set. DeVries under center. One receiver to the right is Enright. And it's handed off, and he's going to make it in. That is good. Two-point try, and we're tied at 14. 43.2 to play in this third quarter, and we've got a tie score. 30-second commercial break, and let's kick it off again on K105.3.
This is Denise Bergstrom, superintendent of Hanover Horton Schools, where we empower all students to succeed. Our exemplary staff and supportive community are committed to fostering a safe and caring environment for every student. At Hanover Horton, we believe that together, students, parents, and teachers create successful schools. From young fives through high school, it is our privilege and purpose to help students reach their academic potential while enjoying their passions in sports, music, and the arts. Come build a brighter future with us, one student at a time, at Hanover Horton Schools.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Classic game setting up here, tied at 14 with 43.2 to play in the third quarter. Our third quarter, of course, brought to you by Hanover Horton Schools. Stay tuned following this game for our player of the game, brought to you by Deer Run Golf Course. Thank you again to the boosters here at Hanover Horton Schools, our third quarter sponsor, for some vittles. Though we've been in action pretty much the whole time, not a lot of time to take a bite.
Yeah, I didn't know if I should talk with my mouth full of burger or not.
14-14 tie, and kickoff is going to be lined all the way down. Griffiths fields it at the 10. Got a blocker going to the right side. Still his feet at the 30. Now forced out of bounds. We'll say 34-yard line. We'll see where the official spot is. But a good return by the Comets.
Drove out of bounds by number two.
Well, Steve, if you're a Comet fan and somebody tells you at the beginning of the game you're going to go into the fourth quarter tied 14s, you would sign up for that.
I think so.
Now, you got to finish, but you're in position.
Hocker is back in for the offense this time. Missed most of that last possession. But he's back out there at running back. Bevere under center. Hocker offset to the right. They give it to Inman. And Ledger is brought down for a loss of one. He's second down at 11.
Number 24,
and I'm guessing that's going to be the last play of the third quarter.
Brought down by
we're going to tick that right away.
Eagles number 70. J.D. Perrin.
Comets huddling up 16 seconds, and he'll run in the play, but I don't think they're going to have time to get to the line and set up. Second down and 11. And they're not going out. Let's take a 60-second commercial break. Three quarters in the books, and we've played to a 14-14 tie. We got 12 minutes to decide this one. Coming up back in 60 seconds on K105.3.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
All right, Comet's going to be working right to left on your radio dial. Second down and 11 from their own 34. 14-14 tie. Third quarter for Hanover Horton Schools, our fourth quarter. Brought to you by Cochran Electric again. I bet that guy's out hunting. So they're out hunting today. There's a pitch out to Hocker coming around. Gets a block in the backfield to the 35. Stays on his feet, trying to find some space. Good pursuit by Schoolcraft. Hocker able to dive forward at the end of the play for 3 yards, and that'll bring third down and 8 yards.
Number 55.
Well, Hanover's here hunting today, too, hunting for a berth in the semis. And right now, they, like I said, they're in position, and that's really all you want when you're kind of an underdog. Give yourself a chance. Feels like this, any big play is going to be the difference in this game, and that even could mean a penalty or something, you know, something to keep a drive alive, or we'll see.
They break the huddle, come to the line. Bevere under center. Hacker offset right, play action rolling out. Bevere throws, gets it away, caught by Inman. Good tackle. Inman on the run, out to the 42. That'll bring up fourth and three now for Hanover Horton.
Eagles number 28, Beckett Boys.
It's a big play, though. Made that manageable.
Yeah.
Brings up fourth and three from the 42.
The offense not going to stay out. They're going to get Hacker out there to kick it. We've seen him throw a little wrinkle in here and throw it. So they will have to, Schoolcraft will have to line up on these guys on the outside. And nobody deep to return. And so Hocker kicks it right away. And that bounces and takes a roll. You want that to stop.
Stop.
Get there. Into the end zone. Boy, only by about a yard or two. J.J. Russ diving for a chance to get that down onto the
Eagles will take over first and 10 from the
So they'll get it at the 20.
You were hoping for a good bounce on that punt, but it was just too good of a bounce.
Yep. Sun starts breaking through a little bit here at Hanover Horton High School again. It had gotten a little gloomy. Sun's out. We're getting foot loose. We got 10:24 to play. 14-14 tie. Schoolcraft will take over on their own 20-yard line. The Eagles coming up their last possession, scoring a touchdown. Hanover Horton defense needs to be big here.
Yeah, it just kind of has a feel. And maybe this is just a dumb statement, but it just feels like whoever scores next might win.
Yeah.
Like it feels like this, there's just going to be another score. That might be it.
Thanks again to some sponsors. Grimes Plumbing. I didn't see Matt here at all, but he's a football fan from time to time. Colden Carousel. There's a sweep coming across. Still on his feet. Look at that, coming through and taking the legs out and stopping the run. He'll get about 4 yards on the play. But that looked like it could go for a big gain, and Lucas Nadell coming shutting it down.
Lucas Nadell's had some big hits for the Comets D today.
From the 24-yard line.
Second down, 6.5 for Schoolcraft. And again, this possession feels massive. Everyone's going to feel that way now.
Yeah, sure does.
With just 9:48 to play and the clock running, 14-14 tie from the right hash here. Schoolcraft shotgun, two running backs, three receivers. That's a handoff. Lutton running through some contact and out to the 29. And that'll be third down and one.
Number 22, TJ Lutton.
TJ Lutton. That was like that, running through that piece of equipment where it's got the pads and you can run through it in practice. That was that kind of a run.
Lutton is tough to bring down, and Adam Lay had hold of him and hanging on for dear life, hoping that a Comet buddy of his would help finish a tackle. And they did, but it took a second.
Third and one. Going in with the I formation here. DeVries under center. Hands off to the deep back, and he's tripped up. Not going to get it. Not going to get it there. That's short of the 30, and it'll bring up fourth and one. You can see DeVries already wanting to go for it, looking to get that play on this short game necessary. Boy, what a big opportunity for the Comets on the fourth down here. Love to get that football back deep in your own, in your opponent's territory.
Yeah, not just to get the stop, but to do it and have the ball on Schoolcraft 28 would be great.
There's a lot of big moments throughout games. This is one of them right here. Fourth and one. The 29-yard line. Schoolcraft lining up big. Three backs in the backfield. DeVries under center. He gives it. And he's got it just enough. 31-yard line on the carry.
Ball carrier number seven, Cooper
number
Howard.
Seven, Howard makes that gain just out to the 31. Down. Clock continues to run down to 8 minutes now. 14-14 tie.
Zero, Adam Lay.
Four tries again for Schoolcraft from the 31-yard line.
And as that clock ticks down, each team and their fan base knowing that, you know, you might just have one more possession each. Everything just seems magnified.
Shotgun for DeVries. Three receivers, two of them to his right. Short side of the field there. Takes the snap. Play action, looking to throw. He's got time. Gets it away. Open man with a step is DeVries. Overthrown.
Eagles number 15.
And that's fortunate for the Comets because DeVries had a step out there. Landon DeVries. Those two have connected a couple times in this game. That could have been devastating. Overthrown. You have a flag coming in on the field near the where the line of scrimmage was.
Yeah, Landon DeVries did a little stop-and-go route, and he had that Hanover defensive back bit on it. He was wide open.
I think that was a legal receiver downfield.
Ineligible receiver downfield.
And that is the call. So they'll walk off a penalty. Back to the 26-yard line. And that'll make it second and about 14. One, two, three,
that's a tough one if you would rather have, you know, third and 10 or this. I might go with the third and 10 myself.
That's second and 15. Couple receivers to the left now for DeVries, and the other DeVries lined up to the right. Quarterback takes the snap. Blitz coming. They picked it up. Gets the throw away, and that's going to be over everyone's head. Nobody in the area for that
number
one.
15, Jack DeVries. Pass ball is incomplete.
So sending the blitz, they get the third down and third down and 15 instead, Brian, instead of third and 10.
Yeah, all right. Then, just like I said, I'd rather take the penalty. No, the coaching staff has done a great job today for Hanover. And if that's all you're going to question is a little five-yard penalty here or there, it's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm still seeing second. I'm still seeing twos up there. I thought it was third down. Everything says second down, 15.
Well, it was a mystery play then because that was second down there.
Yeah, I thought so. Here we go again. DeVries looking to throw. Under pressure, now escaping, gets the throw away to the sideline and throws that one away. Hits the track and incomplete. Eagles. Now it's third down, either way.
Eagles, number 15, Jack DeVries.
Boy, Hanover's done a nice job applying pressure to DeVries back there. He hasn't really had time to just sit.
No.
Now he's made some nice throws on the run, but good job by the Hanover defensive line.
Clock stops at 7:08. 14-14 tie here, third and 15 from the 26-yard line for Schoolcraft. Another chance for this Comet defense to get off the field and get the football back in their offensive hands.
It's third down.
Fourth quarter today, again brought to you by Cochran Electric. Stay tuned after the game. Player of the game for Deer Run Golf Course. Four receivers for DeVries this time. They send a blitz inside screen. He's on the run. Enright's got a chance to go. He gets to the first down marker and then some into Comet territory past the 50. Brought down at the 48. But Drew Enright makes that catch. Good play call for the Schoolcraft Eagles, and they get the first down.
Yeah, before the game, we called him the Lightning, and we haven't seen much of him. He's been kind of more in a receiver role today, but you can see that speed on that. Good job by Brady Pond to pull him down. They're just over midfield.
Yeah, huge conversion there for a big gain. Good job by the Comets to stop it from going for more. Coming in and making that tackle was Brady Pond. Shotgun again. DeVries looking to throw. Back now. Designed run. Pulls it down and gets it to the 40, 35. Down to the 32 where he stopped. And that, yeah, that's just a QB draw. Step back as though he was going to pass and then taken off. And now we are seeing some of that play calling creativity from Schoolcraft. With 6:24 to play, they're moving deep into Comet territory.
Yeah, and this is kind of like you said, the offense we expected to see. Various formations, mixing it up, pass and run.
Here we go. 6:03 and running. First and 10. 32-yard line. DeVries looking to throw again. This time pressure comes, gets it away to the sideline, incomplete.
DeVries pass ball is incomplete.
10 receiver on the play.
Brings up second and 10.
Braden Boys. And getting pressure on that play for Hanover Horton. Number 70, Brody Burt. That's the first time I feel like they've gotten hands on DeVries. They've made a move out of the pocket, but
yeah,
starting to get closer to maybe a big sack. That could be massive.
I think Schoolcraft just did Hanover a little favor throwing on first down. Getting them behind the chains, kind of maybe forcing their hand into a pass here.
Second and 10, shotgun. TJ Lawton is the running back. He takes the handoff, and he's going to pick through the line, gets into the secondary, stays on his feet, past the tackle, and all the way inside of the 15.
Eagles ball carrier,
brought down by
TJ Lawton.
Griffith, but not before they get another first down gain, and that'll be inside the 20, inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. First and 10 there for the Eagles as we get down to 5:39 to play in the game.
Yeah, if you're Hanover and you're looking at the clock now, now all of a sudden you kind of want a little time. Schoolcraft is marching.
Still doing this. 14-14 tie here. Getting big inside of the red zone for the Eagles. First and 10, big set. DeVries under center. Snaps, gives it up, and great tackle. Filling up the hole and bringing him down for a short gain. Individual play there by number 56.
Looks like Levi Teachout, maybe.
Yeah.
Brought down by the Comets number 56, Levi Teachout.
Cooper Howard on the carry for no,
from the 13.
No gain. Second and 10, 13-yard line. Clock now inside of 5 minutes to 4:40. And it's, again, tied at 14, but the Eagles in dangerous position here. Comets defense needs to be big. DeVries under center. Back to throw. Gets a crossing route. Caught by Enright. And he takes it into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles. Enright pulling a couple guys with him. Gets just over that threshold of the end zone line.
Complete to number 8, Drew Enright.
And that's a touchdown. 20-14, Eagles first lead of the game. And coming in late in the fourth quarter. Touchdowns for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
It's gotten quiet over here in the Hanover side. But I said it before, and I'll say it again. As an underdog, you're just wanting a chance. And, you know, you hold them right here, make it to where a touchdown can still win this game with a successful conversion.
Yep. DeVries takes it, hands off back to Cooper, and he's in. Two-point conversion is good. 22. Cooper Howard.
The score, your Comet 14. 22-14.
4:23 left for this Comet offense. Let's take a 30-second break and kick it off one more time on K105.3.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
All right, the Comets trailing by 8, 4:23 to play. Brian, we talked about a little bit in the pregame. This is a team that just doesn't give up. They play to the end. If ever there was a time to show that, it was now. 4 minutes and 23 seconds away from ending the greatest football season in school history, but I think they'd like to see that extend. And it starts with 8 points on this possession.
Well, one thing that does change it kind of in a positive way for Hanover is at this point, you know you have 4 plays every time.
Right.
So you can call different things knowing that it's 4 instead of 3.
Win Evans.
There's the kick. It's high, deep to the 11. Fielded there by Russ, working to the left sideline. And he'll get brought down at the 27-yard line.
Number 3, J.J. Russ. Brought down by the Eagles, number 77.
All right, well,
Bishop.
73 yards for Hanover.
Some ground to cover. Hocker Looks like he might be playing the QB role on this possession. He's talking to the coach, getting that play call.
Brings up first and 10 from the 27-yard line.
They do have plenty of time here, 4:17 to go. They can still run.
Fourth quarter brought to you by Cochran Electric Company. We were just hearing from the neighbors in that break. Might be a spot to go watch the Spartan game after this. Over at the neighbors. They'll have the game on for you and something delicious to drink. Hocker under center. Keeps it. Holding it on his hip to fake. Into the line. Spins away from the defender down to the 30. So oh, they'll put him at the 29. 2 yards on first down. We'll take down inside of 4 minutes before they're able to run another play. Still timeout. All the timeouts here for the second half. Hocker brings the play in from the sideline.
They're probably going to need at least like one big pass play somewhere in there. When I say big, not necessarily for a lot of yardage, but again, just to throw them off the scent.
Sweet play to Griffiths. Coming across the line, now cuts back inside into the 32.
And that'll
bring up third down and 5 now for the Comets.
Brought down by the
down to 3:23. So we'll be inside of 3 minutes probably before they run this play.
Brings up third and 5 from the 32.
Some of the Comet fans getting on their feet here.
Well, now's the time.
3:06. And Hocker brings him to the line in motion as Ross play action looking to pass. Rolling out, gets it away to Ross. Caught, 40, down to the 44 before he stopped. And that was a good-looking play call by the Comets. And Ross all alone there in open field makes the catch, gets the first down, and the Comets get back out there into the huddle.
Well, that was big.
You said it. They got to make that at least a weapon. And I like when they get that going. Hocker great at finding those guys kind of on the run. In open spaces, and he's back to pass again, looking downfield. Has to sidestep a defender, lets one go deep to Russ, and it's offline, and Russ wanted a pass interference back there as they were hand fighting a little bit. Hocker gets hit as he throws, and that he had one-on-one, and that's kind of what you wanted, but the pressure in the pocket made him unable to uncork with the full strength of his arm, so he couldn't get it quite deep enough for the play, and it's incomplete. Stops the clock, though, at 2:32 and a second and 10 from the 44. Still on their side of the 50. Still with timeouts, and still with 2 minutes 32 seconds. Hocker's going to work out of a shotgun here. Four wide receivers, two on each side, and he's going to keep it. Designed run to the 50 and then pushed backwards. Forward progress is going to be at the 50-yard line. Make a third down at about 4 here for the Comets.
I love that play call there. Keep it in Hocker's hands, giving him a chance to get this to third and manageable. Now you have 2 plays.
Yeah, an incomplete pass there, and you come up with 3rd and 8. It's way different than a 3rd and 4. You can run it twice. You got your timeouts. The clock stays running inside of 2 minutes here.
We'll drive probably continues. See one more run here.
Comets trail 22-14. And rolling out, looking to throw. Hocker lets it go. He's got a man downfield, overthrown just over the head of the intended receiver on the play. And that was Fielder who scored that touchdown at the end of the first half over his head. And that one feels like maybe a little bit of the wind carrying it a little further than intended. Hocker does have pretty easy distance on that throw. He did not have to put a lot into that to get it to carry.
Yep.
Quite an athlete and just a sophomore.
Steve, this is it. This is a must pickup, or this game's probably over. Although Hanover does still have 3 timeouts.
You get that 3 and out and maybe get it back. 22-14, they trail. 4th down and 4. It's at the 50-yard line. Here come these Comets, again having the deepest run ever in football's history here at the school. Hocker play action, rolling out, looking to throw. He has a man, but he's going to, the pressure's going to get to him one too many times. Brought down at the 39. And he had his guy, couldn't get the throw away. Gets up, his helmet comes off on the field, and Hocker Going to be dejected on that one, but with 97 seconds left, they give it back to Schoolcraft at the Comets 39-yard line. Still with three timeouts, though.
Brings up first and 10 for the Eagles.
Yeah, they're going to have to. They're going to have to dig deep into the miracle bag for this one at this point. It's got to start with three quick stops.
No rush here for the Eagles. And there's a handoff to the left side. 5 yards on first down, 4 yards on first down. Carry there.
Eagles ball carrier number 7, Cooper Howard, brought down by the Comets number 0, Adam Lay.
It's like an end of 3.
Second.
Millington with an 18-14 lead over Clinton. Winner of this game will face the winner of that one. That was our last update I could find. 91 seconds left here.
Michigan up 21-9, I see, on Northwestern. Notre Dame up 30-9 on Pitt.
And we got a timeout on the field. I got a couple other scores. Division 6, halftime, Kent City 28, Montrose 6. Luna Christie's still alive in D6. They'll take on Almont next Saturday.
But we don't have a time or a place yet.
We don't have that yet. Kent City, meanwhile, at 28-6 lead over Montrose, likely taking on, I had it in my head. Kingsley, I think, is the opponent on the other side of the bracket there. The winner of those two will face the winner of that game coming up. And I do get confirmation, 18-14, Millington leading with an 8 to play in the fourth quarter of that one. Dearborn Divine Child, 10-6 lead over Harper Woods in the fourth quarter. Some out-of-town scores here on your Saturday. Big play here, second down and 6. 1:31 on the clock. Handoff again goes to Cooper Howard, and he's going to get about 1. So they'll get it third down and 5. Stop the clock at 1:27.
Down by the Comets number 70, Brody Burt. Timeout Comets.
Take a 30-second break here on the timeout. Minute 27 to play when we come back on K105.3.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Third down, 5 yards. 87 seconds left on the clock. If you're Hanover Horton, you get a stop here and you can force a punt. You maybe have a chance to run a couple plays and try to get back in this. 22-14, they trail. Handoff goes to Howard. He's got the first down.
Eagles ball carrier number 7.
Comet's fate is sealed.
Yeah, that's it.
Zero, Adam Lay.
Schoolcraft, Hanover had that one last time out, but it's just going to be victory formation for Schoolcraft.
That was enough for an Eagles first down.
22-14, likely our final here. And we see a legendary Comet football run come to an end here. And before a capacity crowd, a great crowd. What a nice day. You know, the temperature ended up being comfortable for the fans to come out and support. Opening day of deer season, and a lot of people stayed out of the blinds and came to watch football instead. And they'll take that knee.
DeVries takes a knee.
They may have to do it one more time.
Well, if they came to watch this Hanover squad instead of hunting, they were treated to a great game and a great effort. It's just going to come up a little bit short for the Comets.
Yeah, and, you know, again, that Schoolcraft name we mentioned perennially in positions like these, playing in regionals. Not, you know, they don't have to win the championship every year. They just always seem to be there late in the postseason. And so you come in here going up against a team. They didn't come in and feel like they weren't big enough for the moment. They played great. And they just come up a little bit shy. Schoolcraft will be your regional champions. Comets will see their season come to an end. But what a great season it was. Let's take a three-minute break here, and we'll come back and talk about it more. Fourth quarter brought to you by Cochran Electric. Our player of the game coming up in the postgame brought to you by Deer Run Golf Course. 22-14 the final. Back in 3 minutes on K105.3.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Since 1992, Collins Design Build has been your trusted partner in commercial and industrial construction. Whether it's space, functionality, or a unique design, we deliver exactly what your business needs. From pre-engineered metal buildings to general contracting and carpentry, we handle it all from start to finish. We work directly with you to bring your vision to life with quality and precision. Call Collins Design Build today at 517-529-0089 and let us help you build your next project. Collins Design Build, your vision, our expertise.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music,
K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as they get the regional championship trophy presentation down on the field. Hanover Horton again losing today, 22-14. Led 14-6 at the half. Really a miracle touchdown to end the first half, give themselves that lead. They came in, they had a really good drive going on that first possession, that first time getting down into the red zone, and just couldn't complete that. That was the big difference maker there. Big defensive stand for Schoolcraft to get that stop. And then to manage to get that one score. I mean, it's so interesting that it all came down to one score here and there. And we watched the score updates from that Michigan Center Monroe Jefferson game last night, where it was seeming a score every couple minutes. This one, it was just a few scores here and there, and it just was a defensive battle, clock management battle, and both teams, gosh, well coached, obviously, and just went out, and Schoolcraft made one or two more plays than Hanover Horton was able to. The offense did slow down for Hanover Horton. The defense stepped up for Schoolcraft, and really adjustments in the second half, keeping Hanover Horton off the scoreboard the entire half.
Yeah, when it was tied, we said that it just kind of felt like whoever scored next would be the winner, and that's, as it turned out, the case.
Yep. So 22-14 ends up being our final here. And I don't know if I'm the one to wax poetic about the season for Hanover Horton. This is our only time seeing a play this year, but watching them, they lived up to whatever hype there was, whatever we had heard about them playing hard. They did that. Guys flying around the field. And we see at this level a lot of players going both ways, but everybody on Hanover Horton, it seems, playing both ways, making plays on defense and offense. And so just great to watch small town high school football at its best today at Hanover Horton. And it's, again, still a historic run for the school, for the football team here. But just coming up a little shy. It's still, you know, it's going to take a little while for the sting to wear off of losing. But I think they're going to wake up eventually and say, you know, we really did have a great year.
Yeah, especially when you look back at that and see how far you went, like you said, further than any Hanover football team ever. Mm-hmm. Conference championship. A lot that went right for that Hanover squad this year.
Yeah, so they're going to, you know, etch their names in the record books. There's a few guys on this roster who are going to be back next year wanting to go even further, and they'll have their opportunity for sure. Meanwhile, some of these guys also are going to lick some wounds, ice up some bruises, and get ready for the hoops season at Hanover Horton. And so they won't even have much time to linger thinking about this loss because, boy, they're going to be out on that hard court getting back to work as soon as they can, I'm sure. But great to see the community out for Hanover Horton. Thank you to all of our sponsors again. We'll get our player of the game for Deer Run Golf Course coming up. But just as usual, this is nothing new for us to have a Hanover Horton playoff game with a bunch of local sponsors on Lomar Machine and Tool and the like that just jump on and always sponsor when we get to come out and cover Hanover Horton doing something special. So thanks to them. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll get our Deer Run Golf Course player of the game and wrap things up from Hanover Horton. Again, the final 22-14. Schoolcraft will move on, and Hanover Horton will call it a season. We'll be back.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Check out the large selection of winter clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Football Frenzy. Back to the field on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, our final check-in here from Hanover Horton High School. Again, the final 22-14. The Comets fall at the hands of the Schoolcraft Eagles. Still not final out there. Looked like Millington up by 4 over Clinton right now, but they had a few minutes left in that game, so still very much up in the air. Football not done in the area, though. We're down to just one team. Lumen Christi will play Saturday against Almont at a neutral field for the semifinals. But Springport losing to Hudson last night, Michigan Center, same, losing to Monroe Jefferson, and now Hanover Horton bowing out leaves us with just the Titans on the football season. But again, a great run for Hanover Horton. It was fun to get to come and watch them. And we you and I do most of our games. We've been doing a lot of Jackson and Lumen. We got to see Northwest and Western this year, but always fun to come out here to Hanover Horton and get to see friends from the community out here. And saw Steve Wilby, one of our sponsors, Wilby Transit Mix, and some Wilby folks out here. Just, a lot of good folks live out here in the Hanover Horton community. Thanks to Hanover Horton Schools for welcoming us and taking care of us when we were here, but also just for being a sponsor. I think they're part of our Big Dog Buck Poll, too. So if you didn't come to the football game, but you were listening from your deer stand or wherever else, make sure you post that to the virtual buck poll at K1053.com. Thanks to Hanover Horton Schools for that sponsorship. For our Deer Run Golf Course Player of the Game, it's not a slam dunk. We weren't sure. I mean, Austin Hochter played a great game, and he's involved in so much of what the Comets do. And he threw that touchdown pass to Fielder at the end of the first half, which gave the Comets a lead and made them feel like they were going to have a chance to win this. And they did, really, up until the final moments. So I think we'll go with Hochter as our Player of the Game. And really, maybe it's a cumulative award from the season, but no shortage of guys to give a kudos to, a pat on the back to, for the Comets today. J.J. Ross with an early touchdown. Fielder, of course, making that catch and finishing the play from the 10-yard line to get into the end zone at the end of the first half to put them up into that lead.
Lucas Nadell with some big hits.
Yeah. Devin Bevere running the offense for most of that game, and Comets created a couple of different turnovers, didn't turn it over really themselves, and I think that's always, we say, well, that quarterback, all he does is hand it off. But, yeah, he's taking the snap on every play. There's so many opportunities to make a mistake, and so when you don't, it's worth awarding, even if you didn't make a big 80-yard touchdown throw or something. What you did was keep that offense moving down the field and without making some mistakes. And pretty penalty-free for the Comets most of the game. I mean, if you look in that stat book, you're going to say Hanover Horton created a couple turnovers. They had fewer penalties. They did all those things right and still come away a touchdown short. And that's going to, it's just what a well-played game by both teams all the way through. And Schoolcraft, I did see some good sportsmanship from them in the game, so it's hard to be angry at them. Wish them good luck going forward.
It was a good, clean-played, hard-played game from both sides. And, Steve, you mentioned about Hanover's community. Every time we come out here for whether it's football, basketball, we always have people treating us so well.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people from Hanover from my days at Michigan Center, always class act. In fact, I did want to quick well wish to a big Hanover name, Dave Gilpin, who's in the hospital right now health issues. So, Dave, I hope you get to feeling better, and just want to thank all the people from Hanover.
Big area golf name, too,
yep,
Dave.
Yep.
So thanks to Hanover Horton for the hospitality. Congratulations to Schoolcraft on the win, and a great year for the Comets in football. And we're not done quite with our football coverage, but I am starting to look forward to high school basketball coming up soon, so don't miss out on that. WKHM, for most of our high school basketball coverage, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Check out WKHM.com and WKHM on Facebook. And, of course, K105.3, check us out on Facebook, too. And other than that, I hope we all just have a great Saturday. Right now, Michigan trailing Northwestern, I think, 22-21. So, that could be a big, massive upset today. Let's see. I think I did get one score update in here. Dearborn Divine Child 10, Harper Woods 6. The final in Division 4. And, again, we were waiting on maybe that Division 7 Millington-Clinton game, but it was 18-14 with 4:30 to play in that one. So maybe still up in the air, but Schoolcraft, Millington, or Clinton, that's just some of those familiar names every year when the postseason rolls around.
And if I'm not mistaken, I did see Notre Dame scored over 33.5 points today.
Some people are going to be very excited about that number. All right, well, let's wrap it up. For the professor, Brian Haynes, and our executive producer, Luke Moorhead, back in the studio, I'm Steve Boyle, the captain, if you will, and let's get you some music here on K105.3. Have a great weekend.
That concludes tonight's edition of Football Frenzy on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. This evening's contest has been brought to you in part by
AeroQuip Credit Union, King's Equipment, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Steel Coating, Cali Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, The Neighbors, Industrial Steel Treating, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, and Miniman Sewer and Drain.
We now return you to Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.